You know what? You guys sound awesome. I listen to WGN all the time.
It's fantastic.
Appreciate it.
We're music lovers here as well. I know that I'm a huge music lover.
Little ditty about Kathy and Frank. So cold outside, they drove here through the snowbank. Talking all things Chicago, from hot dogs to the bean. Celeb interviews, maybe a call from Avril Lavigne.
What city? So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Kathy and Frank show. Only thing you should be listening to on the radio.
It still brings me a chuckle every time I hear it, right?
I like it.
Why?
Yeah, so producer Mike is not here. Is he, like, doing mornings now officially?
I heard something about him moving to the Cochran show.
He did. He's moving to mornings. He's ditched the nights. I know. He's ditched us.
That's going to be such an adjustment.
Oh, I already told him, right?
There's going to be a lot of ditching going on.
Mm-hmm. I laugh. Yeah. I laugh.
So, I did too, Kathy.
I know. Yeah, we've been there. We know what those hours are like. Craziness. So producer Ashley is in tonight. Hi, Ashley.
Say hi.
Hi.
Ashley was our producer on Sundays.
Yes.
Then she got dumped. And then now we're reunited.
What do you mean she got dumped?
Well, we didn't.
Oh, because when we came to nights?
Yeah. They didn't.
Oh, okay. What,
did you do a couple nights with us? No, she didn't.
No. No, it's like a revolving chair in there. It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the producers. But anyway, you're back from how long on the West Coast?
Oh my God. I feel like it's been forever since I've been behind this microphone. Let's see. I've been back and forth to San Francisco 3 times in the last month. And
what?
I'm going back again on the 22nd through the 24th.
Is this still a secret project that you're working on? I've seen some of the Instagram posts.
I can't fully reveal, but it's for a pilot. Real for a new show that my company Fontana Creative is producing and directing the whole nine, and I'm starring in it as well. I can tell you this: it's a restaurant renovation type of show.
Oh, fun! Oh,
like
Bar Rescue,
kind of, but with a really unique twist that no other show has.
Excellent.
Besides myself.
So when are you going to divulge all the details?
We wrap on the 24th, and then we go into post-production on it. Probably maybe when we reveal some other stuff that we got to reveal.
Interesting. Wow. A lot in the stars for you.
As a matter of fact.
See that segue?
Perfect timing. That was brilliant. You might have done radio once or twice.
Huh?
We do have Ann Nordhaus Bike returning to the show. She's you've never met her. But
I haven't.
She's been a regular on my show on the weekends prior to Kathy and Frank becoming a couple. And a radio couple. And so she's great. You're going to love her. I'm going to actually have her start with you.
I didn't realize she's in studio. So that's great.
She's in studio. She usually has very pink hair.
I love it.
Yeah. And she's so sweet. And but she's been, you know, doing astrology forever. And whether you believe or not, that's your preference and prerogative.
So basically she does like horoscope stuff.
Kind of, but it's
because it's the stars and your sign.
Yeah, so the way it works for everyone listening who wants to get a free reading live on air is you're going to, when we tell you, not now, you're going to call in to the 312-981-7200 number.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to quickly tell Ashley your name, your date of birth, and what's going on in your life that you would love some clarity on.
Some direction, clarity.
Yeah, whether it's financial, relationships, anything that's going on in your life. Because, you know, listen, documentation, history, and data, right? It's been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just changed from, you know, handwritten, carved into rocks versus in a computer data system.
Right.
You know, but, you know, astrology was the original data capture where, you know, all the original scientists used the stars and the sun, and the moon to track timely events in the world.
Oh, okay.
So it's based on kind of history in a way where, you know, it's history constantly repeats itself.
That's true.
So she's able to hone in, you know, and there's certain times like Mercury retrograde and all these things.
Which we're in right now, and it sucks.
Doesn't it feel mucky sometimes? Like you just feel like you're walking in quicksand?
We talked about this last week. And
Kathy, you brought it up, and you hit the nail on the head. She was absolutely right. I believe in this now.
Because Andrea got in a car accident.
I did.
The day Mercury retrograde started.
Really?
Yes.
And she's never been in a car accident in her life.
Like,
never.
Was it a serious?
Yeah, it was just a fender bender.
Okay.
Yeah. So nothing serious, but
yeah.
But still, and then in the subsequent week, I've had just my daughter got involved, and it wasn't her fault, but another like fender bender.
Oh no.
A lot of things, just printers not working, a lot of technical stuff, miscommunication.
Is it? And maybe we can ask Anne this, but is it related to just the outer world, or is it the muck inside that gets stuck too?
From what I understand, this is how I explained it, where people could kind of actually figure it out, where it made a little bit of sense, or more sense anyway. When you're at a stoplight and there's a car next to you and the car starts going backwards, it appears that you're going forward, yet you're not moving. But you freak out because you're like, oh my God, I'm moving. So it's that perception. Mercury right now, talking about all the planets, and Anne can talk more about this, but Mercury is in retrograde. So Mercury's kind of going backwards, and that's making everybody think, or not think, making things screwed up.
Well, I know for the long time, Anne's been telling me that I was stuck in Aries. If you're an Aries, maybe you can sympathize with this. But for like the 4 years, the moon or something, one of the stars, were stuck in a pattern that was making life super challenging.
For 4 years?
For 4 years.
Oh, sucks.
Like,
and you were...
It was a pain in my Uranus. Like, legitimately. For 4 years. That. But, you know, it's not like life didn't happen, but, you know, it was like, oh my God, like, when is it going to end?
You were in a storm.
I was in a storm.
Bit of a storm.
But, you know, and it just lifted, according to Anne. She texted me the day it lifted. She's like, good news.
Oh, no way.
Uranus is clear. I was like, all right, good.
Okay.
Actually, that was my doctor. That was my doctor. I'm sorry.
Separate subject. Yeah.
Separate subject. Okay. And all kidding aside, and that, you know, since then, things have shifted, you know, professionally. Things are popping. Like, you know, putting those challenges in other parts of my life, but that part lifted.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So we talked to her after 8 o'clock. So if you guys, and she'll be in studio, we'll be taking your calls. So remember to keep listening until after 8 o'clock if you want Anne to do a reading with you. Also coming up after the break, we're going to be talking with the president and CEO of Ravinia Festival. You'd have to be like a hermit to not know that Ravinia announced their 2019 season today. So it's all over the place. We're going to be talking with Wells Kaufman coming up after the break on 720 WGN.
My favorite country jam. Who is this? That blonde chick?
What?
Harry Underwood?
Lady Antebellum.
Oh, Lady Antebellum.
Yeah, Lady Antebellum. Is what? Is there more music? Should we shut up and let?
Yeah, there's still a little more music.
The music play.
Yeah, play the music.
Okay, yeah, play in the background. There's so many new bands coming to Ravinia this year. Super excited about. She's another one. Yeah, but right now we're going to go to the phone and talk to Wells Kaufman, the Ravinia president and CEO. Hi, Wells.
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you tonight, guys?
Okay. Fantastic. First of all, I have to say thank you because you have to be exhausted. Like, you, I'm sure, were busy all day. I heard you talking with Ro this afternoon, so we'll try to not repeat some of the stuff that you said with him. But...
Oh, no worries about that at all. No, it's different audiences. It's different stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to ask.
So, Wells, this is the one day a year that you're like a rock star, right? Above and beyond your day-to-day.
Thanks for clarifying that.
No, I mean, like, you know, like...
This is the only day you're a rock star.
No, no. Listen, he knows what I mean.
I know, like, I know.
The dude's doing 100 interviews today.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
I do it for Ravinia because I love the place so much. And so we are grateful. We are super happy that there's interest at all, you know?
Exactly.
Oh, for sure. And I think maybe people are especially excited. I know I get beyond excited every year when the announcement comes out. But I think especially because this winter has sucked. So bad that we're,
you know,
all...
You are 1,000,000% correct about that. And actually, that piece of it defines so much of what we do. Sorry to jump in. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go for it.
If you think about food and beverage, if you think about how we deal with the lawn, if you think about what we want to do inside, people just don't want to go inside when it's so high. They're like, no. We've had 6 months of that. We're ready to go out and be in this beautiful place because... Chicago in the summer is the best. It's the, yeah, I just love it. It's so terrific.
There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. So,
are you both Chicagoans?
I'm not. I'm an adopted Chicagoan. Yeah. I've been here for more than 10 years. So,
where are you from?
Originally New York, then prior, but from L.A. to Chicago.
Have you ever been to Ravinia?
Of course, I've been to Ravinia.
Okay,
my first concert at Ravinia was the Gypsy Kings.
Oh, no kidding.
Nice.
Which I love the Gypsy.
That's always a great show, isn't it?
It's a great show, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, I've been to too many to count, and I've already put all of these in my calendar.
I love it. That's great.
All right, some of the newbies. This, instead of me going through the list, why don't you... Who are you most excited about, personally?
Look, you know, Kesha is a get for us in a huge way.
Yeah.
She's an extraordinarily gifted artist. She covers so many bases in terms of just, you know, being a social activist.
Been through a lot.
Someone concerned
She's
about,
been through a lot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah. Morrissey, you know, the next weekend.
Yeah.
In the same way, kind of the same thing in a totally different musical style. Lionel Richie, you know, someone who should have been with us for 30 years by
now. On the ceiling.
Who's blowing up like a second coming with American Idol. I mean, you got some really big, big names, man.
Yeah, and then you go run the whole gamut with T.I., Queen Latifah. I love that. I told my daughter, because she's into some hip-hop music, and I said, hey, did you hear Ravinia? I'm like, T.I.'s coming, and Queen Latifah. She's like, who's Queen Latifah? I'm like, oh, no. What have I done? I'm not teaching my daughter. So super excited about that as well.
It's not in our press materials, but Mary J. Blige is coming back.
What?
Yeah.
To last summer. So tell your daughter that, because this show is the 25th anniversary of her huge hit first album, My Life.
No drama.
And,
more drama.
And anybody that went to see the show, it was last year, right? Last season?
Her first time, yeah. Mm-hmm. She really wanted to come back. She's making so many movies now. She doesn't have a lot of time for shows. So we're very, very happy. Really thrilled that she wanted to come back on it.
Wells, you know, Kathy and I were talking before you got on air. We're like, how does Wells and the team sit there and pick these acts? Is it like, hey, I really like Lionel Richie. Let's try to get him. Like, how does that work?
Well, so first of all, because the complexity of booking 140 events is complex.
Yeah.
I am the only booker, and I'm the final say on what comes in. So there really isn't a team artistically. That's not meant to be.
Wait a minute. You book all of the acts for Ravinia?
I book Brahms Piano Concertos, and I book Lionel Richie, and I book Sting. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Look at you.
And look, it's a great job. It's fantastic. Part of the reason why that's important is that moving the calendar around when you've got a constricted amount of time is really key. And if you have a bunch of people doing it, you actually become competitors in how this all works.
Makes
sense. So that's a practical piece. The other piece is, if someone doesn't like something, I'd rather just take the blame for that than have a bunch of sort of a committee that sort of homogenizes all of that kind of thing. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. See, that's why you're so smart. That's why you're president and CEO.
I'm lucky. So here's the thing. Here's the best example of all. Sorry to interrupt you. Just real quick. Country music, which I grew up with, and I'm old, so when I grew up with it, it was country western music. But country
Willie
music
Nelson,
is something that
Ronnie Millsap.
I love it so much. Yeah, well, exactly. Oh, hey, older than that. Get along
Merle
with
Haggard.
Merle Haggard, love Ronnie. But to have Little Big Town, Sugarland, and in their debut with us, Lady Antebellum, is huge for Ravinia. And it's taken about 15, 16 years to get those artists and their agents, importantly, to believe that maybe their audience will come to us because it just wasn't a part of the Ravinia experience.
Hey,
so again, go ahead.
Wells, let me ask you, how many of these artists that are coming for the first time, how many of that, like, how do you even describe the Ravinia experience, especially the lawn experience? It's tough to describe to these people that have never been there.
Sure.
It's a great question. So if you think about the agencies that represent the artists that we want, there are probably five or six of them, right? That control, manage, control is the wrong word, but work with these particular artists. So once you've broken into that agency, then things start to happen. Good example, Carrie Underwood, right? So who doesn't love Carrie Underwood? Everyone loves Carrie
Mass
Underwood.
Appeal.
And that was what broke the ice on the country side of things, because she's a superstar. And she's idol, and she's gorgeous, and, you know, everyone loves what she does, and her personality on stage, I don't know if either of you have seen her live, but it's charming and it's sexy, which is kind of a weird combination, but she pulls it off brilliantly, and her voice is a true rock star voice, right? But it's true country at the same time.
And I wasn't...
So once that happened, other things started to happen, because other country artists looked at our brochure and goes, hey, Carrie was there. Hey,
Maybe
Lauryn Hill was
there.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. And it becomes a sort of trust piece around how the booking happens. I hope your audience is just wildly bored with all this kind of wonky.
Fascinating.
No. But
I'm fascinated. I'm sitting here listening going, this is great.
For people that have not been to Ravinia, it's the easiest thing to get there because the train drops you off
right there.
One of my greatest Ravinia memories is when Darius Rucker, speaking of country, Rucker was there. I still call him Hootie. And his last song, he typically does. Of course, he did Wagon Wheel. And we're in the lawn just like dancing with complete strangers, having a blast. And then for many of his shows, he does Purple Rain. And actually, at that moment, it started raining. And we dropped our umbrellas, or people that had umbrellas. And it was one of my fondest memories because
the shrooms kicked in and you were seeing all sorts of psychedelics.
They were starting to wear off already. So, no, it's such a great environment on the lawn. People are like, oh, I don't want to sit on the lawn. I'm telling you, you have to experience it once in a lifetime. It's the best.
As a first timer, I live in LA. I used to go to the Hollywood Bowl, right?
I worked there for 10 years.
That's an amazing theater. You've been there, Kath?
No.
Outdoor amphitheater. It's gorgeous, amazing. And the weather in LA is, you know, just phenomenal most of the time.
April through November. Yeah,
it's just great. So, like, me going to Ravinia kind of brought that back for me. It was that outdoor concert experience. Now, it's a little different where, you know, Hollywood Bowl is all concrete seating for the most part, and then they have the hill with grass. But you guys just have an amazing setup. Now, can people bring their own alcohol, too? Or they...
Frank!
Oh, my God.
I'm hooking him up, Wells.
No. I'm saying that not for me. Thank you, Wells. Great question. Because for the people who haven't been there, I'm sure that's a number one question.
Okay.
It is.
Thank you.
Frank bringing not only anything to drink, but anything to eat. Because they're going to want to make some money from those concessions, right? We have always been very easy about that. You've probably heard the kind of lobster stories and all that kind of stuff. That doesn't happen so much anymore, but it still happens.
Yeah. It's pretty elaborate. It's fun.
It is. But here's the thing. Anybody 25 to 50 today has no time to put a picnic together. I mean, no time. So that's why we've upped our food and beverage in such a significant way.
Awesome.
We try to keep it reasonably priced, not sort of gouging people. So we want to provide them an alternative, both from a restaurant point of view, a bar point of view, and a grab-and-go point of view. But if you want to bring your own stuff, come on in.
That's
absolutely
great.
You guys have stepped it up so much with the dining pavilion, and I know, and we're running out of time, but you've got the Ravinia Music Box Experience Center opening, the BMO Club rooftop.
We'll talk about that later when it opens. How about that?
Yeah. Because
good idea.
It's something that people actually really have to experience. Don't we just have to talk about Sting for like a moment? Just for like a moment.
Let's. He's so sexy.
You literally have a moment to sell it and go.
Well, there isn't anybody in my career who is as nice, as talented, as multifaceted, actor, singer, songwriter, all these kinds of things. And look, you know, people are going to be pissed off when I say this. I'm just thrilled he's coming back to us. I'm thrilled this is his third appearance. And I'm thrilled that Morrissey's coming. And I'm thrilled that T.I.'s coming. And I'm thrilled that, you know, Josh Groban's coming. You know, we cover the waterfront and the Chicago City.
Two quick things before you go. Texters are texting in. Is Nickelback coming?
Yes.
It's two shows in August.
Boom,
it's going
to
be amazing. It's going to be amazing.
And then the last question is, when you do come back on our show, I want to talk to you about all the stories that you got in your cachet.
Oh,
from behind the scenes.
You want me to do the tell-all thing?
Well, I want the tell-all next interview, all right?
Actually, before you go, and we do have just like a little bit of time. Before you go, what is the craziest thing you've seen in a rider from an artist?
So here's the craziest thing. Is artists that don't want anybody but the CEO to look at them.
What?
That being you?
That's Sting, isn't it?
Which means only the person that can make decisions and write the check are the people that can not just be with them.
Look at them.
Look at them.
Whoa. Oh, I wish you could tell us who it was.
Yeah. I wish I could, too.
Yeah. I know. All right. Well, Wells, we had so much fun with you. Thank you.
You're great. Thank you so much for the
Wells,
time. Thanks for celebrating this day. You're my last interview of the day, and you're fantastic.
Go have a cocktail.
Well done. So excited for the season. Thanks, Wells.
Happy pie day.
Oh, that's right. That, too. God, there's so much going on.
Pizza pie or like pie?
314.
The pie.
Yeah,
the mathematical, whatever that is.
It's March 14th.
It's 314.
Yeah.
It's 314. Yeah.
I know. All right. Well, go enjoy the rest of your night, and we will see you out at Ravinia this season.
You're the best. We're looking forward.
Thank you so much. Tickets go on sale, I believe, in May, but we'll have that information for you. We are so late. Sorry, Andrea.
Oh, you're fine. Are you kidding? I wanted to know who the artist was.
I know.
I have some thoughts. Well, but
let's talk about that after your news.
Yeah. Yeah. It is 7:31. The news is sponsored by Northwest Community Healthcare, and here's Andrea.
Ashley's been rocking the Lionel the whole time.
Yeah.
Do you watch American Idol?
Sometimes. I try to watch it. I have an 11-year-old, so it's a safe show to watch with him.
Yeah. What do you think of the new format and the judges? And
there's a new format? Apparently, well, I haven't watched in a while.
Compared to the, you know, the Simon Cowell days. It's
Because it's with Katy Perry and...
Which I don't know if I love her on that
Lionel
show.
And... Yeah, I have to watch. I haven't watched enough. But I'm excited about Lionel coming to Ravinia. That's going to be...
How old is he? 92?
So awesome. I don't know, but he must be doing something right because he just seems to have a lot of energy and still doing shows.
Yeah.
So...
God bless him.
Anyway, we'll go.
Rock and roll is the ultimate fountain of youth.
Look at the Rolling Stones. They're a perfect example.
Or Chicago, the band Chicago.
Yeah. One of the bands I've seen.
I went on tour with those guys. They're all like in their 80s.
What do you mean you went on tour with Chicago? What?
My company, Fontana Creative, did like some content with them and a whole program to get, you know, fan base up and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's what we do. And we got to tour with them for about 6 shows.
It was
so cool. And these guys are like in their 80s. Freaking
80s?
Rock. Yes, 80s.
For real. You're not exaggerating?
I swear on my mother.
Well, I grew up listening to Chicago.
I mean, they have like two guys.
I'm old.
They have two guys. You're not 80 though, 70 something. But, you know, there's two guys that are young. Like there's a guitar and a bass that are not obviously the original members.
Right.
But most of the band members, like the original band members, are in their 80s and they're killing it.
Wow.
And I asked Jimmy, who's the trumpet player. I said, Jimmy, how do you do it, man? I'm sitting right there watching these guys behind the stage the whole time, and he's like, man, it's a drug. He's like, you get out there. And these people just fuel you.
Wow. They
just feed off that energy. And
it
doesn't matter. And he said all the pain goes away in his body. I mean, but afterwards, they're like hunched over, like using the trumpet as a little
like
cane.
Like football players.
Yeah, like football players. Basically, they go out there, leave it all on the stage, and
they
do it again the next night.
Wow. Yeah. I'm taking you to Ravinia this summer.
You are?
On the lawn.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it upright because we...
Can I pick the actor?
Sure. I mean...
Can we agree on a mutual
honestly,
band?
Honestly, there's... if you're sitting on the lawn, there's no band that you won't have a good time. And mark my words, because you can just go and absorb the environment around you and just, I mean, I make friends with people around me and we're sharing food and
we do that too.
And, yeah. So much fun.
Do people recognize you though?
A couple times, but whatever. It's only bad when I've had, you know, too much.
Right?
I'm freaking Kathy Hart,
oh
bitch.
My God.
You know who I am. You're
you
on my blanket. I'm Kathy Hart.
Give me that bottle of wine, bitch.
No, but Kathy's right, though.
Oh
you can
God.
See Tony Bennett or you can see the Go-Go's and still have an awesome time.
Yeah.
Or
well,
Blondie.
Truth be told, I didn't want to say this to Wells on the phone, but when I went, so it was one of my first experiences. My wife, Sherry, took me while we were dating.
Mm-hmm.
And this was when I first moved here. And I didn't know anything about it. And my show, Design and Domination TV, was like at its peak.
Oh, so you were like a big star.
Yeah, and I was kind of freaking out. And I don't like big crowds
to
begin
with. I don't
want to be seen. That's why I said.
Sad, people.
Yeah, leave me alone. Don't ask me for an autograph.
You guys weren't on the lawn, though. Were you in Pavilion?
I wanted seating, but she insisted we do the lawn experience.
Ah.
But it got so busy that I was kind of just like, I curled up in a little ball. And I'm like, I don't like this.
Well, with me, because we're both has-beens now, so it'll
right,
be great.
Exactly.
No, I'm kidding.
We're on our way down the hill.
No, we are so not. Anyway, that's why
we're
on.
Stuck on a cliff. Let's just say that.
Radio at 7:30 at night. No, so it's going to be fun. I will take you,
and
you have to go because they have so much new stuff.
Totally.
So much new stuff.
Who would you want to see out of all that list?
Oh, my
God. Like, first one. Like,
all right, hold on. I have to get the list out again because I definitely want to see Lionel Richie. I'm pretty excited about seeing him. Also, Kesha, Lady Antebellum. I'm not a big country band, but, I mean, they're, like, pop country. One of the bands I'm most excited to see, and you guys are both going to go, huh? Is, and it's their first time to Ravinia, is a band called Lake Street Dive.
Never heard of them.
Ashley,
is there any way you can really quick find some music by Lake Street Dive?
Hey, while she's doing that, is there somebody on the phone that wants to say hi to you?
Oh.
You want to say hi to Derek?
Okay.
Derek, how are you? Thanks for calling the show.
Hi. I just wanted to say hi to Kathy Hart. I haven't heard her voice in a long time.
Oh, hi, Derek.
Here
how are you?
Good. I miss you on the other show.
Well, thank you. I don't miss waking up early, that's for sure, but I appreciate you listening.
Are you going to be on the radio regularly?
That is a really good question.
We try to be.
You can ask our bosses.
No, there's...
Hey, bosses.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead. I'll let you take the mic. Go ahead. Ask the bosses. They're listening.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
Are they?
No. Maybe.
So what are you doing, Derek? Are you driving home from work, or how did you enjoy this?
I'm working my second job.
Oh.
Good for you,
what
man.
Kind of job?
The second one is delivering pizza.
Hey, we're at the 30 East Wacker.
Pay for daycare.
What's our address here?
303 East Wacker.
303 Wacker. Yeah, if you happen to get lost with a couple pies of pizza, you know where we can find us.
They'd be cold by the time I got to you.
We got a microwave, brother. We got a microwave.
Where are you calling from?
Right now, Sugar Grove.
Oh, my goodness. That's a long ways away. What kind of pizza? Go ahead and give a plug.
Genoa's Pizza in Sugar Grove.
Nice. Thick crust, thin crust?
Anything you want.
Ooh, anything you want.
Are you really busy because it's pie day today? I mean, pizza pie? Pie day?
Do you think people
busier than I thought we would be, but not really busy.
No, I don't think so. Well, Derek, there you go. Your dream just came true. You talked to the one and only Kathy Hart.
Wow.
That's right. Thank you.
Thanks, Derek.
Have a good night. See, how do you feel? You just made
dreams.
This guy maybe need some bigger dreams. I mean, come on.
That's awesome. Yay, Derek.
Like,
thanks for calling.
It's sweet when you don't know that you are big, like big time, because you are. You're Kathy Hart.
Yeah, that's weird. I've been through therapy where I'm supposed to accept compliments, and I just can't.
Okay.
It's not in my DNA.
Okay, I take it back.
It's not me.
We all take it back.
Thanks.
Derek does.
I feel better.
Or Darren.
Derek, yeah.
Derek.
Ashley, did you find some Lake Street Dive?
If you're gonna tell them everything, tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me.
We'll just listen for a bit.
In your desperate whisper.
I found them in like a Pandora channel.
Tell them everything.
I dig it.
Don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Tell them I'm a good kisser.
I love them.
Yeah.
I love them. So they're coming.
I gotta be honest, I thought that was Ashley singing at first. I thought she was about to rock it out.
You could lip sync it and we'd never know. Frank would never know.
But it kind of sounds like Ashley's voice a little bit. No, you want to try it?
I don't know if I can do it, but maybe when I'm in my car, jamming out.
In the shower.
In the shower. Yeah. Best place to sing. Yeah, so I definitely want to go see them and so many other acts, but the weather is what we're talking about today. Andrea, what was the official high today?
Oh, well, the official high was like 67 at one point,
where?
I think.
Where? Not in my neck of the woods.
It was nice.
It was really nice, but boy, the temperatures dropped quickly.
Yeah, they did.
Southwest suburbs, I think we only hit 60.
And it was weird because it was pouring rain and then sunny and then pouring rain and then sunny.
Yes. I saw that all throughout the day. And my sisters and I were texting each other like, is it pouring by you? No. And we were only miles apart and they were in a downpour and I was in sunshine and vice versa throughout the day. It was crazy. And then there's a tornado watch.
Where?
For most of the area.
Yeah. Chicago area.
Today?
There was like a big billboard off the Kennedy. And it said tornado watch for the whole Chicago area. It's expired now, though.
Maybe I didn't drive on the Kennedy today. That's why.
Yeah. Or watch any news.
Hey,
or turn on the radio.
Yeah,
get any app alerts.
Honestly, I didn't. I was knee deep in work. Let's take a quick break, though, and let's get into this whole weather bit. Because I know it's the minute it remotely gets somewhat warm in Chicago, people kind of freak out and do weird things.
Yeah.
So let's talk about
it. I want to hear about that. What did you do that was weird?
312-981-7200. Text us your warm weather freak out. when we come back.
Or how you celebrated the nice warm weather. It was fantastic. All right, that's coming up on WGN.
The summer wind came blowing in from across that sea.
Are we on?
It lingered there to touch your head.
Of course you know Tony Bennett.
Oh, I could do a Tony Bennett.
All Ravinia.
Summer long. I'll be performing at Ravinia.
June 21st. I never saw him at Ravinia. He's been there several years, and I heard his voice is just still fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
And his daughter is opening for him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard her.
Yeah, Antonia. I'm not positive of her name.
Antonia.
But yeah, so she'll be there as well. But
we're talking warm weather.
We are, because today was just insane.
It was.
I think everybody was in such a good mood. It just felt, even though there was rain and a thunderstorm and there were crazy downpours at some point.
The best feeling is walking out your door and not hitting that chill. For me, it's like,
yes.
Oh, my God.
63 was the recorded high temp at O'Hare today.
Nice. Yeah.
I got to take the dog out to poop, and I didn't have to put a jacket on.
Woo-hoo! But you probably got muddy paws like my pup, and...
Don't care. I don't care, because I didn't have to put on a jacket.
I actually walked my dog to pick up my son from school, because we only live like 5 blocks from the school. Mm-hmm. We walked. It was great. We picked him up. My son was happy. Took a sweater off, and it felt like summer. He's like,
yeah.
Dad, is it summer yet? I'm like, no, it's going to be 39 tomorrow. But, you know, enjoy it for today.
Exactly.
And you know what else is interesting? And maybe people out there also can experience this, and we'd love to hear. Text us 312-981-7200 or call. When the snow melted, what unusual things did you find emerging from the earth?
Besides 4 billion piles of dog poop?
That, I found, like, toys for my kids. I found tools that were left out, a broom that was covered up.
You're kidding.
I mean, it was like a treasure trove. I told my kids, go treasure hunting, pick up all the crap in the yard.
Right.
And they bought it, and they did it.
Yeah, the first one that can bring me the most, or whoever brings me the most, wins a prize.
Wins.
Yeah, you get to clean it all.
Yes.
You get to keep it all. On the drive here, because it takes me like an hour and a half to drive in, and I saw so much garbage along the road, just because the snow has melted and everything that's been underneath there. But I also saw a ton of signs that were from accidents that apparently got knocked over, like a speed. I saw two speed limit signs. I saw just a bunch of street signs as you're cruising down the highway.
That were knocked down, buried in snow.
That were hit.
And emerged. Yeah.
And they're all there now. Can you imagine cleaning that up?
No.
Oof.
But you know what the 312 did? She did four loads of wash and took the garbage out. Woohoo!
Yeah.
That's what you do when it's warm out. You
That's
do laundry.
A productive day.
Yeah, exactly. How about you, Andrea? Did you get to do anything enjoyable with this warm, beautiful
day? I actually started to take a walk, and then it started to rain again. And I'm like, all right, I'll wait it out. And then I started to take a walk again. But it was just beautiful. I actually drove with the car windows open, cracked a little
That's
bit.
Nice.
I saw someone with a top down yesterday. Not even today, but yesterday.
Whoa.
I don't know what yesterday's high was. I know that yesterday, this according to Tom Skilling, yesterday was the warmest temperature since Halloween, and I think today was the warmest temperature since October 10th.
Wow.
Think about that, you guys. 5 months since it's been this warm.
It's been brutal.
It's been so cold.
Is it weird
awful.
That Derek's still on hold on the phone?
He wants to say hi to Kathy.
Does he want to say hi to you again?
No,
because if he hung up, it would go off the line. But he's still there. Hey, Derek. You creeping on us?
No.
That's weird. And by the way, texture's clarifying. Wasn't that Frank Sinatra singing Tony Bennett?
I thought it was
you
Frank.
You kind of threw me, but...
But then I thought, well, wait. Why is she playing Frank Sinatra if Tony Bennett's playing
Ravinia?
I think
they all sing the same songs eventually. Right?
I was still in a Ravinia frame of mind.
Frame of mind.
Yeah. Because as I said it, I'm like, I think this is Frank Sinatra, but I'm just going to say Tony Bennett because I think that's what we're talking about. Mm. So, whatever. So, thanks for calling me out on that.
Sure.
And I figured you would know any Frank Sinatra song.
All of them.
Do you really?
Pretty much, yeah.
What do you think about, totally changing subject here, because I still want to talk about the weather and how you got, what you're most excited about celebrating the spring? Like Lollapalooza tickets go on sale, St. Patrick's Day this weekend, March Madness, like spring, we're all just
ready for it.
Crazy, yeah.
Somebody just texted and they saw a motorcycle yesterday.
I saw one downtown on the way here. Harley dude. I almost hopped on.
Yeah, you, come here.
Can I ride, bitch?
I'm Kathy Hart.
Yeah. Whatever.
You know what? Kathy Hart.
You suck.
Hop that. On,
I'm
going
to use that line. I'm Kathy Hart, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Let me in. Yeah. I'm going to roll up to the biggest nightclub and be like, yo, God. I'm Kathy Hart.
What was I saying? I totally forgot.
Something about jumping on a motorcycle?
No, before that. And I said I want to keep talking about spring.
But, oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, what we're excited about, like St. Patrick's Day. About.
Yeah, but before that, I said we're going to talk about that in a bit, and I'm totally sidetracking, but...
Because we're talking about you.
And I totally forgot now.
Oh my God. I think just overall, like, it's always interesting to me, like, the people who jump at the shorts right away. Like, was today warranting a shorts day?
For sure.
Yeah, Andre, do you agree? Like, was today a shorts day?
I didn't
day?
Wear shorts, but I think you could have. If I was going to just be hanging around in the house... I guess I would have put shorts on.
No, I mean like going out in public with shorts on at 60 degrees. Is that...
Yeah, I would. I mean, because it hasn't been this warm since, would Kathy say Halloween?
Yeah, October 10th.
October 10th, yes.
It's almost like a false start, though. You know, I like it, I'll take it, but it's almost like I'm not going to put shorts on because I have to go put them back for another month.
We're all going to be... Well, I guess I'm thinking about kids because the rule with my 11-year-old is if it's above freezing... He's allowed to wear shorts to school because there was one day when it was, I don't know, the wind chill was like 20 below and he wore shorts and I got a call from the principal, understandably, and they're like, can he wear some long pants on these days? I'm like, yes, I'm trying. He'll wear shorts underneath long pants and then take the long pants off. You know, when he gets to school.
Resourceful.
It's crazy.
That's what I call resourceful.
Yeah, he runs hot, I guess.
Does anybody else get mad when they look at their weather app on their phone and, you know, you go from a day like this and then you start to scroll down to Friday 40, Saturday 39.
I know.
Sunday 41. Monday 36. It's like, F you, man.
I know.
You know, like, and then, like, but down the road on Friday, the next Friday is going to be 57.
We'll take it.
I'll take it. I mean, at least I could look at this phone and say we're starting to maybe turn that corner so that we're going to be progressively in the 40s.
We better be. It's March 14th.
Tell me about it.
Normal high is mid to upper 40s. So the fact that we're going back to the 30s tomorrow, I don't know.
This is great. I love this text that just came in.
What?
312. We have pillars at the end of our driveway with lights on top. Husband changed bulbs in the winter and throws old bulbs in the snow. I find them in the spring in the yard.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's a lot to clean up.
What about that 847 one?
The snow melting?
Yeah.
Years and years ago in the winter, I had a one-time encounter with a woman. And what? Oh, my.
Does he mean like a one-time encounter?
Can we read this?
Sure. Just make it PG.
One-time encounter with a woman. And when we parted, she told me, I guess I'll see you when the snow melts. It took me a while to realize what she was comparing me to.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I was wondering if we could read it. I'm like, wait, what does this mean?
Oh, I just got it.
You did? Can you translate?
Took me the longest, so I'll defer.
Wow.
All right. Kathy, how do you interpret that?
So I'm not going to say because I have the filthiest mind I think of. Well, you might be a close second.
I'm close.
Or
I'm close.
We're in a tie.
I would interpret that. Maybe we can get some clarification from our 847 texter. What exactly do you mean by it took a while to realize what she was comparing me to? I guess I'll see you when the snow melts. Meaning like he's that guy that's going to, you know, one and done.
It was a one-time encounter. Yeah.
And then I'll see you when the snow melts. I don't know.
No,
it's kind of cryptic.
Okay. I'm not even going to say.
Ashley, you're young. How do you interpret that?
But I don't know if she was listening, actually. I think she's doing something else.
Well, our texter, how do you interpret that as a youngin'?
A youngin'. God. She's reading it now.
All right.
So years and years ago in the winter, I had a one-time encounter with a woman, and when we parted, she told me...
Ah, we have clarification. He just texted in.
I'll see you when the snow melts.
She meant I was dog crap.
That's what I thought. Is that what you guessed that, too?
Okay, I got it.
That's great.
Nope, my mind's dirtier than that.
Yep. Andre, did not hear you guys said it was going to mornings. Thanks. Who's going to mornings?
Oh, Michael, the producer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Producer Mike, hanging out with Steve Cochran. And then Justin Kaufman is going to be doing Extension 720 starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Starting tomorrow.
Which means Kathy and Frank aren't going to be here.
We're homeless.
Hey, we're homeless.
I know.
But
we'll see.
We're homeless with a possible...
With an asterisk.
With an asterisk. TBD. and with our eyes set on some real estate. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Is that vague enough and make no sense at all?
We'll see. We have to go to break. Right. After 8 o'clock, Astrologer Ann. That's going to be fantastic. So get ready to call us at 312-981-7200. And
I would urge to do it now.
Call now because
you will stay on hold. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a million people wanting their astrology signs read on air live. This is an amazing experience once in a lifetime to be a part of this.
I can't wait to check her out. So we're going to do that after the break. Coming up on WGN.
Welcome back to the Gabby and Frank Show here on the night side of WGN Radio 720. Last you're going to hear of us on the night side for a while.
I know. And you know what? I mean, it's kind of okay because it took me an hour 31 to get here today. And
it's about an hour, which usually is like a 30-minute drive. For
Yeah. But whatever. It's fun. We'll be on any time. Except overnights. I won't do that again.
Hell no.
Yeah. I mean, and Nick's too awesome. So anyway, we need to get right to business because we've got a very special guest. Now, Ann, you and Frank go way back how many years?
6 years.
No kidding.
Our anniversary is next month.
Oh, my God. I have to get some flowers.
Yeah. So
I forgot even how I found you, Ann.
You found me online.
Oh, really?
Well, so we were online dating, and I saw Ann's profile, and I was like, I'm into stars.
And he swiped in the right direction.
Yeah. No, I think I might have got a press release or something that Bill sent out.
Yeah, and I think we have a mutual friend. Alf?
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 Hmm.
I'm losing it.
This is a little cryptic now.
It is. I'm even lost to it.
So for those that, I mean, you two go way back.
Yes.
But for me that is a newbie, explain a little bit about who you are and what you do.
I'm Ann Nordhaus Bike, but everybody here knows me as Astrologer Ann, which was the nickname Frank hung on me 6 years ago. And that's the name of my website now.
Smart.
So it's astrologerann.com and with an E like Anne of Green Gables. And I've been coming on for 6 years. I've been doing astrology for decades. I first learned astrology from my dad.
Mm.
And it's really cool to be able to do this thing that I love, to talk about the stars. I actually studied astrophysics in college, just one class. But I realized, wow, where's the romance of the stars? It was Planck's theorem and math instead.
See, that's what I explained to Ro earlier, because I was trying to tell Ro, like, hey, we got Ann coming on. And I asked him, are you into it? And he's like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, dude, it's science, man. Like, you could mumble and grumble all you want. It's based on science, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's science and it's art.
Yeah.
So there's geometry, there's math, and there's astronomy, because the first astronomers were astrologers going back thousands of years. They're the ones who all the courts hired. You know, all these leaders, they wanted to have somebody who could predict, like, what's happening with these eclipses. You can imagine thousands of years ago how frightening it would be to
They didn't have Tom Skilling.
Yeah, to tell them, it's okay, it's going to get dark, and then it'll come back.
How long ago? No, never mind.
And I've been around that long, right?
Okay. So how does it work with a certain sign? Is it when you were born that the universe was in a certain, planets were aligned in a certain position that makes us a certain sign or makes us a certain personality?
So a lot of it depends on where was the sun when you were born. That's your sun sign. So, for example, we know Frank is an Aries. So when he was born, the sun was in the sign of Aries. Is it okay to say your sign, Kathy?
Yeah.
So Kathy just shared
I'm
with
an
me
open
off air.
Book about everything.
Good. She's a Cancer.
I share too much.
When you were born, the sun was in the sign of Cancer. So you're a summertime baby. You were born right after the summer solstice. We're here in Chicago, Northern Hemisphere. So it's the northern climate. So that solstice is the summer solstice for us. So you're born around the longest day of the year.
Okay.
Yeah. And you're ruled by the moon. So you're emotional.
No, I'm
never.
Not at all.
Never.
Since I've known Kathy on this show, I've seen her shed a tear. Oh, about as many times as I've said the word.
4,000 times. Yeah. You don't feel like yourself unless you're shedding some salt tears, right? Or by an ocean. You got to have salt water somewhere in your life, right?
There
That's
you go.
Where it all comes from, Kath.
Yeah.
Salt water.
Okay. So,
Kathy Hart, bitch.
That's been his theme tonight. But
it is.
Anyway, so how does it work? So use me as like a guinea pig first to show how the night's going to go.
So this is how we usually do it. So I'll say, all right, Kathy, and listener, guys on hold, everyone on hold, guys and gals, this is how it's going to run down. Kathy, when's your date of birth?
You should just tell us your sign.
June 26th.
Yeah.
You're Cancer.
Definitely Cancer. Yeah.
What's been going on in your life that's been troublesome for you or you need to help figure out? And we only have a minute, so
I'm trying to sell a house and trying to figure out where to move.
Oh, those are very big things.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
At this juncture, Anne will take over and kind of get into it.
Yeah. Well, so you're Cancer, and you, I'm guessing probably same time as Frank was talking about earlier, where between 2012 and 2015, you probably got kicked around a bit because there's a lot of stressful energy that was hitting the cardinal signs. That's you, if you look back on this. So you're a Cancer. The house of home for you, if you're talking about selling a house, that's Libra for you. So you want to pay attention to when stuff is in Libra. Well, we're going to have a full moon in Libra March 20th, the day of the equinox. So you
is that good?
Well, what it is, it's going to pop information. Anything I tell you about, it's not good or bad. It just is. It's
okay.
What we make of it. And very often, same things can feel like, oh my goodness, this is a disaster, except I think Frank will tell you many times something that seems like a disaster, then we get a little distance from it. You're like, oh my gosh, it's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Got it.
Or thank goodness it happened because it freed me up to do X. So I'd say watch what goes on with this full moon. A lot's going on with your career right now. Big time, you know, with all this energy in Aries that we have, that's your career house. We had Uranus in Aries for a million years, it seemed like.
See, I told you, my Uranus was stuck.
Yeah, so you probably hit
some clogged.
Tumultuous stuff going on with your career probably since 2011. That's going to settle down now. You're finally going to get that craziness, whoosh, out.
Excellent.
Yes. So you probably start to feel better, which means home can get to be a little bit much more under control and feel, because anytime you have something affecting one side of the chart, it affects the other one too. They're opposite. Everything travels in pairs.
Sure does.
Yeah.
Sure does.
So I'd imagine home was a little disrupted too. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Lost another husband.
Yeah. So. Oh, babe.
I shouldn't laugh. It's sad, but it's all good now. But it's, it was a crazy, crazy time.
Lots
so
going on
happening
in that marriage house for you, in that partnership house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Part of it's having to, like, come to maturity, come to grow up a little bit about what do you want.
Yeah.
And transform so that you can actually get to the root of what's going on and what you really want.
Okay.
Does that help?
Absolutely. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
But enough about me. Let's focus on a lot
of our callers. Let's do this, because we got to hit our break here. And as soon as we do that, but you can know, this is good, because that's the lay of the land, what's going to happen, but only quicker.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people on hold that I want to try to get to everybody. If we have to keep Anne a little extra, Anne, if you could.
I'm flexible.
We'd like to get as many people as we can. So
we're here,
folks,
for you, babe.
Don't get disappointed. We'll be right back.
Great.
Welcome back to the Kathy and Frank Show here on WGN Radio. Anne Nordhaus Bike is joining us in studio. You can find Anne on her website at
astrologerann.com.
All right, she's got a wealth of information over it. Let's get right into it.
Yes.
Okay, here's the rundown, folks. You're gonna, when I say, "Hey, Donna, how are you?" You're just gonna give us your sign and what's going on in your life. So let's get right to Donna. Hey, Donna, thanks for calling.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Thanks for
my sign is Gemini. What else?
And what's going on in your life right now that you'd like to get some clarity on?
Oh, actually, mine is a moving issue as well. I can't decide if I should move or if I shouldn't move.
Okay.
To
And
that's my.
So, what's happening in your life that you're thinking you need to move?
Well, I've had a tumultuous last 5 years, health-wise, and I have some children that live where I want to move to, and I'd like to be closer to them. Plus, I just don't like where I live.
Oh, well, that's a reason to move.
That's a pretty dang good reason.
Yeah. Right. It's a hard decision because the situation 5 years ago left me partially disabled, so moving is kind of a huge endeavor.
Yeah,
that is. I'm glad to hear you have children who I hope can help you. You are a Gemini, and so your planet is Mercury. So we say in astrology, you're ruled by Mercury. Do you know, Donna, that Mercury's retrograde right now? Did you hear earlier in the show?
Things are screwed
up. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Mercury, when it goes retrograde, it happens 3 times a year for about 3 weeks, and it's retrograde almost all of March. When it goes retrograde, it affects you in particular as well as Virgos, because you guys are ruled by Mercury. So you need to pay attention to this, because it can really affect you, like your mood, like you can't get stuff done, you can't think straight, it affects you double. And the reason I'm saying this, is, since you're a Gemini, you're so used to being so active with your mind, It's Mercury's in Pisces mm-hmm. right now, the dreamiest sign of all the 12. So what you really need to be doing right now is meditating. So what I'd really suggest for you is step back and actually try not to be so left brain about this. Let your imagination come in and your dreams. Do you keep a dream journal or something like that, or do you meditate?
No, I used to, but things have just been so crappy. I just kind of gave up on everything.
Yeah,
I'm going to jump in real quick. I got a quick technique for you that can get you there, like in four breaths. Okay, so take your tongue, put it to the top, the roof of your mouth.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going to breathe in for 4 seconds. You're going to hold that for 7 seconds, and everybody listening can do this too. And then you're going to release it for 8 seconds. So your out-breath is going to really be pushing the air from deep down inside for 8 seconds. Repeat that 4 times over. And that is scientifically proven to lower your heart rate and get you into a meditative state like ASAP.
Wow. Mm-hmm. 4-7-8.
Okay.
4-7-8.
That's what it's called, the 4-7-8 technique.
All right.
Donna, thank you so much.
Good luck, Donna.
I hope
yes.
that helps.
Yeah, thank you.
Wish you well.
Thank you.
All right, let's move on to Caroline from Salvador, Illinois. Where the heck is that?
Belvedere, 60 miles west of Chicago.
Well, thanks for calling. So what's your sign and what's going on in your life?
Okay, my sign is Taurus, May 2nd, and I've had some health issues with my leg and haven't been able to drive for the last year. I'm wondering if I'll be able to drive soon.
Mm. Wow, yeah. You know, with that... Uranus in Aries, that affected your 12th house. That's one of your health houses. And so you might have, I don't know how long this leg situation was going on, but you might have had some time where you had to be at home, kind of in seclusion, getting better. Was that the case?
Yes, I am.
Absolutely, yeah. And so Uranus just left that 12th house for you and moved into your sign of Taurus. But that when it comes into your sign, too, that's also part of your health house. That's your body. So it's going to shake stuff up. It's going to electrify you. But it's also going to give you more energy. So what I would suggest is you might start to feel much, much better physically. Also, you're going to have a birthday soon because the sun moves into Taurus on April 20th. That would be a great time for you to target, to think about getting a little bit more active and a little bit more out if you can. In terms of that's what the astrology would suggest for you. Right now, still a little bit more of the healing as you wait for your birthday.
Okay, thank you much.
You're welcome.
Awesome. You're so welcome.
All right, let's move on to our next one. Eglantina, I think that's the right way to say it, from Aurora.
Eglantina.
How are you?
Eglantina, nice.
Awesome. Thank you.
What's your question for Anne?
Aquarius and marriage.
Marriage in a good way or in a bad way?
Do I say?
Are you in a marriage right now?
Or getting out of one?
Yes. No.
Yes, no, maybe so.
Or both at the same time.
Okay. All right.
So give us a little more data. Are you in one or wanting
or thinking you might be out of one soon?
It's looking like it's on its way out.
Oh, my. Yes. Well, I am sorry to hear that. Or maybe, I don't know, that, and you might think that's a good thing. I don't know. I don't know the situation for you, Glentina. But I will say, oh my gosh, if you're an Aquarius, the eclipses that we've had go through the two different signs and they sit there for about 18 months. We've had a series of eclipses that have been in Leo and Aquarius. It's in your sign and your opposite sign. So it hit you where you live as well as in your marriage house. And so I'm not surprised if this is a relationship you needed to move out of, eclipses will shove you forward and make it happen. So it may not have been your timing, but it's the universe's way of saying if it's time to move on, it's time to move on. A strong relationship will be fine, but it sounds like it's time to move on. So those eclipses are now done. They'll be done for the next several years. Now you're going to move into some health house sorts of things that you'll need to look at.
Hmm. All right. Sounds like you have a lot going on. All right.
Great.
Well, good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate good
it. You. Good evening to you. Let's move on to Melanie, who's been patiently holding for 22 minutes.
Yeah.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
Thanks for holding. What's your sign and what's going on in your life?
Yes. My sign is Capricorn, and I just wanted to see if Anne, what her thoughts might be on retirement for me.
Yeah.
Struggling with it a little bit, whether I do it now or wait or...
Very interesting. We were just talking to that other caller where I was talking about how we're going to have a full moon in Libra, and I was also talking to Kathy about this just now. It's going to be in Libra. That is your career house. And so that's March 20th. It's coming up really soon. I don't know how soon, Melanie, you're thinking about this, but you might have some information pop that day. It's an equinox. It's a start of a brand new season and a brand new year because that's the same day the sun goes into Aries. So it's going to be a really interesting time for you. Pay attention to what happens around that time.
Okay.
Are you that soon? Don't you think you might be ready to make a change?
No, not quite that soon. But just I was thinking more years, like whether it should be within a year or, you know, additional years. So just don't know if, you know, if something that I should do or not.
Maybe a decision will come or maybe some insight to a decision.
Exactly.
What was the date again? March 20th?
March 20th.
Yeah, March 20th.
Spring
equinox.
Mark that day down.
Big day, full moon.
I'll keep my ears open.
Thanks, Melanie. Yeah. Appreciate you calling
in. Dan.
Good luck.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You got it. All right, let's get to, we got one more time. Do we have time,
yeah, let's,
Ashley?
One can
more?
We do one more? One more, okay, because she's been waiting for a long time,
let's talk to Vicky. Hey, Vicky, how are you?
Hi, Vicky.
Hey, Vicky.
Are you still there? Uh-oh. Oh.
Oh, Vicky.
I want to give you a chance before we go to break.
Vicky from her show.
Nope.
All right, Vicky.
Gotta call
sorry.
Back.
Call back, please. Let's talk to Nina quick from Melrose.
Hi, this is Nina. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Nina.
Yeah, of course.
You're a Pisces. What's going on in your life?
Right now, I'm undergoing treatment for my foot. I have stress-related fractures for my metatarsals, and I would like to know if I would get cured fast. And because I do not want to have an early retirement, I cannot retire, but I don't want to retire. So I would like to know if I'm going to be okay. And there's another question if you have time.
Go for it.
Okay.
I think it's very interesting that what you're facing is something to do with the feet. There's a part of the body associated with every single sign, and for Pisces, it's the feet.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yes, we have so much energy in your sign right now, Nina. We have the sun in Pisces, as you know. You probably had your birthday already, or it's coming soon.
That's, I've already had. 23rd was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Your planet that rules your sign, Neptune, is also sitting in Pisces. And right now we've got Mercury retrograde in Pisces. This is a time where a lot of things are not clear. When Mercury's retrograde, it's really murky. So you may have a lot of things not really clear for you, as particularly with health. So it would be a very good idea for you to focus a great deal on healing. If you need time alone or in seclusion or meditation or whatever, take that time now and get it well now instead of pushing it. We're going to feel a new burst of energy as of when the sun goes into Aries, and that's going to be March 20th. So take a look at that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Great. You know why? Because I was debating whether to take my leave of absence or not because of my foot. My doctor had asked me to take the leave, but I was resisting because I didn't want to mope around. You know, I'm not a sitter, you know.
Yeah.
So,
well, it sounds like you need this time to heal. So take it and take advantage of it.
You can say take it and run, but you can't.
We'll visualize running. We'll visualize it.
Thanks,
thank you, Nina.
Nina.
Thanks for calling. Hope
best
this all
helped. Everything. All right, we are going to take some more calls. We're going to take a quick break. But once again, where can we reach you, Ann?
AstrologerAnn.com.
Excellent.
Our phone number is 312-981-7200. The phone lines are still jammed. We'll try to keep Ann for maybe one more segment just to get the rest of these calls.
Yep.
Sound like a plan?
Yeah, it's interesting. I know that it's not for everybody, but I think that we all have a sign, and so it's interesting to learn what is happening in each of these signs.
Yeah, even if you're just, you're not calling in, but you hear your sign being talked about, it always clicks. There's something that clicks there.
It can still relate. So more to come with Astrologer Ann coming up on WGN.
This is my jam back in the day.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
And you're admitting that.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I have no shame in my game.
For you.
I'm Kathy Hart, bitch.
You know what? You can stop it.
That's my new thing.
Yeah, I'm glad you like it.
Yeah. I'm going to walk around town just saying it. in a blonde wig. Ann Nordhaus Bike is joining us for the last segment of the Ann with, talking to the stars.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's astrology, and a lot of people don't believe it. And there are some horoscopes you read, and they're kind of goofy. And so it's just like, I guess any profession, there's good, there's bad, and you seem really, really good because you know the stars, and it's just fascinating.
You know, years ago, and you mentioned that I helped you coin the astrologer and you know, brand.
Yeah.
I'm about today, right now, going to drop another nugget of gold on you.
Okay.
Astrotherapy.
Okay.
Oh.
That's what you're doing. Astrotherapy. Because it's not just astrology. People are calling with life-changing, you know, issues that you're helping gain some clarity on.
Yeah.
And our combination of input we've done throughout the years where I kind of give some real-world advice, a lot of times a lot of shtick, but, you know, I think that's where I'd take your business.
Yeah. I'm going to write it down.
Another freebie. All right, anyway, let's get back to
Frank.
You got it.
It's already taken. I just Googled it.
Ah, come on.
Astrotherapy, astrology, and the realization of the self.
Damn you. Who is it? I know people. We'll get them.
Gregory something jerk.
Jerk. Anyway.
But he's not astrologer, Anne.
No, he's not.
That's right. Exactly.
All right, let's get to this caller who's been waiting some time. Let's talk to Eric, who's a Leo, who says here he almost died on Sunday. Hey, Eric, tell us about that.
Yes, I'll be brief, and I'm not exaggerating it at all. I'm a heavy smoker. I went into a severe bronchospasm on Sunday. I'm a Leo. My birthday is August 19th, 1963. I almost croaked, and I'm just wondering if my breathing problems are going to be chronic or if I'm going to get over this.
Are you going to quit smoking?
I've been without a cigarette for 4 days.
Good for you, dude.
But it's hard, let me tell you.
I know.
But if anybody is out there and they're listening and they smoke, you got to stop.
You know what? Let me give you a quick tip before Ann gets to you, because I used to be a smoker. Well, it sounds like you quit for 4 days, but how it worked for me is I couldn't do it cold turkey, and I would quit smoking at the habit times, like after a meal or when you get in the car, or when you're on the phone, break the habit first, and that seemed to help. But
it seems like good advice, because that's the biggest problem is the habit. It's like almost like a habit has turned into a compulsion for me.
And chew on toothpicks or chew on straws or chew on something to keep your mouth busy.
I know this is off topic.
I've been using a straw. Actually, that works pretty well.
Okay, good.
Do you crave the nicotine or just the whole experience of lighting up?
The whole experience.
It's got to be both.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an addiction.
Because there's those nicotine patches you could put in your mouth. Not the patches, but they're like they're almost like chew, like tobacco. You just put them in your lip and it
dispenses. Well, I'm wearing an arm patch. A nicotine arm patch, doctor's orders. But
good luck with that.
Severe bronchospasm. They had to take me off in an ambulance, and
yikes!
Yeah, it was close.
It's a wake up call. So it's good that you're getting to talk to Ann. Ann, what's in his stars?
Eric, I'm so glad that you called. And I will say, just as we spoke to the lady who was an Aquarius, you're a Leo, you're the opposite. So those eclipses that were happening were probably giving you wake-up calls, I'm guessing, for the last maybe 2 years. Maybe you didn't hear the tap on your shoulder, so now it had to become a shove. Mm-hmm. I will also say that your health house, your sixth house, is Capricorn. And what you've got going on there, we've got Saturn in there and we've got Pluto in there. Pluto takes no prisoners.
Oh.
Pluto's like, you transform or you literally pass. So you are getting the message, I hope. But what Saturn tells you is, you have to get mature, you have to grow up, and you have to do the work. So you got to get real about this. You already know what you need to do, is what I suspect you have here. The great thing about this, though, Eric, is you have the capacity to have discipline. When you have Saturn involved, you can do this. You can change your everyday life because that sixth house is health as well as your everyday routine and your habits.
Mm-hmm. I'll just have to keep this in mind to be disciplined. You know, it's mind over matter. I quit once before for nine years, and then I started up again. And, you know, it's difficult, but
try to give yourself little rewards every day. Find little rewards that you like and
a discipline that you can actually fall in love with, you know? Mm-hmm. And it will feel like a compulsion.
But I'll find something, I guess.
Make health your new compulsion. And diet will help you. Nutrition, like fresh fruits and vegetables, will help clean you out.
Sounds good.
Good luck, Eric.
Thank you very much.
We wish you the best.
Wish you the best.
Hey, guys, buddy. I have a question for Ann. Is it different for men and women? Because he's a Leo, I'm a Leo. Would it be different? I mean, are the stars different for men and women? Or is it we're all under the same umbrella?
That's a really good question. The issues that you might be facing might be different. The planets are still in the same places, but how they're playing out for you. I mean, obviously you came in wired in a feminine body versus a masculine one. And so that's really interesting. So like, for example, Eric is not going to be talking to me about childbirth, whereas somebody like you might, you know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
Or, you know, menstrual cycles or things like that. But also the way it gets filtered through might be a little bit different based on gender, depending on how we're socialized. You know, like acting out versus internalizing.
So I got a question for you, Ann.
Yeah.
Maybe I never asked, and if I did, it's been years. Is this all based on energy? Is what you're talking about because of the magnetism of the planets actually moving, and it's really just an energy field that is moving? Are we feeling that pull of magnetism with those? Is that when you say we're feeling a shift to this way or pull to that way? Are we literally feeling the effects of the movement of these planets shifting the actual energy that exists, the quantum energy in the world? Is that what's happening here?
It's kind of deep.
So, yeah, what astrology has done, you know, all of the astrologers for thousands of years, they basically racked up a lot of data that correlated when this stuff is going on in the sky. There are effects that are visible on planet Earth, and they are visible. Remember I said different body parts for each sign?
Right.
Exact same thing. So like when the sun is in Cancer, Kathy, the chest and the breast might be affected. You know, you might have more things. Oh, like, yeah, I should pay attention to that part. Or like we're in Pisces time right now. Watch where you're walking. Watch your feet. Definitely, Frank, it's energy. We're being affected. In fact, when we talk about things, when I come on your show, what we're really talking about is what's the energy that's available? Where are these planets? What's your opportunity as opposed to what's going to happen to me now? It's really more, where is everything? What can I do with this instead of feeling like a victim?
So when people make comments like, you know, the earth feels angry, or, you know, the energy in the world is so upside down right now, which it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, that you could just turn on the news and you could see it there in every European country and in America with president and this, just everybody feels so in turmoil.
Is that planetary and cyclical, and these things happen when the planets align in a certain way?
That's kind of what I'm asking,
We're definitely in a cycle of change right now. Absolutely. There's you could argue when it starts, but definitely this shift into the Aquarian age. When you make a shift from one age to another after 2100 years, that's a pretty sizable shift.
Yeah.
It's a gradual sort of thing, but we're definitely squarely into the Aquarian energies. Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, which is basically, it rules electricity and lightning. Literally, can you imagine like a lightning rod force going through us all the time? It's stirring people up. It's very uncomfortable. It's forcing all of us actually to evolve spiritually and physically. And it's so uncomfortable, though, that people can get a little goofy sometimes.
Whether you want to or not, it's forcing.
Exactly. We are all being pushed and shoved forward.
Yeah. And it's what we do with it, how we recognize the opportunity.
Yeah.
Some may look at it as, oh, this is not fun, but it's an actual opportunity.
And like Frank's sign is Aries, that's the sign of the warrior, regardless of whether it's a man or a woman, by the way. You can use that energy to go literally to war or fight with people, or you can use it to start a business or to, you know, start something else new, start a new habit, or like for Eric, start a brand new health regimen or exercise, work that energy out, or be like the noble warrior who sticks up for other people.
Okay.
There's lots of ways to apply it.
Oh, a little bit of all those.
Yeah.
You want to take one more call here?
Can we?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Gwen's been hanging on for a long time. I'd like to get to Gwen.
Hey, Gwen.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for being patient.
So you're a Libra, and what's going on in your life right now that you'd love for Anne to give you some clarity on?
Okay, this might be like a double whammy.
Well, you're bringing us home, so make it good.
Okay. I lost my son a week before Mother's Day. He hasn't been a year.
I'm sorry.
So sorry to hear that.
Thanks, but I'm taking one day at a time, obviously. But just to share with you, I did take a couple of months off of work, back at work. It's just like everything's coming at me at once. I'm going to leave the place that I was living in because my son shared my apartment along with going back to his dad's house, and he died over by his dad. That's another story. I don't want to get into that. So,
it's terrible.
Of course, my heart's floating from day to day. One minute I'm like straight ahead, getting things accomplished, going to work, and I just got over a bout of a flu. I guess I don't know who hasn't, since the last couple months, but anyhow, So I just, like, one minute I'm organized, and the next minute I'm just sitting there, like, reminiscing of my, you know, my son and all kinds of stuff, so.
What's the main concern that you have right now, Gwen? What's the overriding?
I keep reflecting back of the very last nice day we had was May 4th. He wanted to come take a ride with me downtown, and I keep punishing myself for not letting him come with me, and 2 days later he passed. So I just keep going back.
How old was he?
He was 30. He had a lot of plans.
The energy is really helpful for you right now. First of all, you've just sustained this really difficult loss. It's not even a year, and that's like a nanosecond. It's like no time at all. So you still, in some respects, are grieving this loss, and as well as like coming to terms with yourself and a little bit of guilt about this as well. I would suggest to you that this time of Pisces energy every year is great for you in terms of your health, because that's your health house. That's your sixth house of your job, your health, your everyday routine. I'm not surprised that you had some flu and stuff like that. Use this Pisces time to take care of yourself, to lighten up on yourself. And, you know, that's a sign of compassion. Extend some of that compassion to Gwen. You know, she needs some kindness and love, too. I also want to let you know that this full moon that we're going to get that's going to come in Libra, that could be very intense for you just because full moons are. They pop a lot of information. It would be really wise for you, if you don't meditate now, maybe do the meditation that Frank just talked about before or something. Whatever you do spiritually, Pisces is yelling at us to basically say, let's get spiritual here. And with Mercury retrograde all of March, take March to chill. And once that passes, we're going to have the sun in Aries. It's opposite you. That can be a very draining time for you. The sun is the farthest away from your sun in Libra. Give yourself time until, and I'm going to give you this date. There's a new moon May 4th. That important day for you?
Yeah.
In Taurus. I would like you to shoot for that day as your day to kind of start to move out of this. Until then, give yourself a break. And find a way to honor that day, May 4th, if you can.
Gwen, you're about to say May 4th. What is that date?
That's the day, the last very nice day we had together 2 days before he passed, May 4th.
That's the piece to start drawing on, to move out of the sadness and pain into the good memories. You know?
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Appreciate it.
All the best to you.
Yeah, be well, Gwen. Be well.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gwen.
So,
that's pretty intense, powerful.
I mean, producer Ashley said we can go a little bit more if you want to take one more caller. Or do you feel like we've
Can we?
Covered?
Well, how would you like to wrap up? If it's not with a caller, then is there anything else that we should know? It sounds like a lot is going on March 20th. Is there something like in general you can say to everybody about that full moon and it's the spring equinox?
Yeah, it's a big, big day. So keep a light schedule in general when we have these big power days. Full moons in general are a good time to be very calm about things and not jam your schedule up. Also, it's the day that we start a brand new year. The astrological year, the spiritual year starts with Aries. It's the first sign of the zodiac.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah. Frank. Yeah, always first in line. So the other thing I would suggest is there's so much going on. I actually wrote a special horoscope about it. So if people want to go to Astrologer and click in the menu and go to horoscopes, there's three different things they can click on because there's that many horoscopes. Wow. There's that much information. I've got March horoscopes. I've got 2019 horoscopes. And then I've got a special blog post horoscope that just talks about the energies of March because it's such a big month with so much going on.
And you got great newsletters, emails that you send out.
I do.
So Anne's always so gracious. For the folks holding on, unfortunately, we do have to wrap up here. But Anne, why don't you give our email address and maybe people can shoot you a note?
Sure. Go to astrologeranne.com or you can do info@astrologeranne.com. And we have a contact form. So go to the bottom of the homepage and you can click the contact link. Just send me a message that way. Whatever you wish, get in contact with me. But more than that, I suggest to people sign up for my newsletter. The subscribe link is right at the top of the menu on every single page. That's a great way because you'll get the horoscopes first before anybody else does.
Oh, great.
And you also hear about these appearances on WGN.
Yes.
You rock.
It's been a lot of fun, very informative. Thank you so much for coming to the studio.
You're welcome. Great to be here.
When we come back, you heard Andrea talk a little about the Jussie Smollett situation, 16 indictments, I think it was. But there's another twist to this, Kathy.
All right. We'll talk about that coming up on WGN. Right. All right, I thought we had longer.
Gosh, and you got some beef jerky in your mouth.
I do.
You got a sausage in your mouth.
I love beef jerky.
All right,
she's got this sausage jerky thing that she eats every show. Mm.
I know there. And if you heard last week, sorry, I did not go vegetarian.
I missed that. I'm so bummed.
I know. Elizabeth Alfano came in and she talked all vegetarian. It was great. And
did she bring you a veggie burger? Is that what that was?
She did, and it was great. And I'm telling you, I am eating less and less meat. Mm. But when I do eat meat, I try to eat good meat. It's
I hope so.
There's so many things I should be saying right now, but I just don't.
It's the last night.
I won't.
You won't get in trouble.
It's grass fed, and I checked into the company, and it's just a really good company, and hopefully they take care of their cows, and I don't feel as guilty.
They
whatever
do. They take good care of their cows.
It's good, and it's just a little protein
that,
to keep me going and whatever. But yeah, that was a short break.
Just so you know, I have a friend who's in the agriculture trade business on a high level, and he works with a lot of import and export of quote unquote organic goods.
Yeah.
And he said, just so you know, because I used to like brag, oh, yeah, I eat organic this. And he laughs at me. I'm like, what are you laughing at? He's like, well, the like, organic banana you're eating, that's been sitting on a port in Cuba for blah, blah, blah. And then it goes to the Dominican. And then when it's in the Dominican, they switch out the organic bananas for, you know, regular bananas.
Oh.
And you'll never know that what you're eating is not organic.
Ugh. Well, and you think that is going on. And of course.
Of course it's going on.
We can't. And then I found out there's a difference between grass-fed and then grass-fed, grass-finished. You're supposed to make sure it's grass-fed, grass-finished, because now I hear what they're doing to make it grass-fed. They're still cramming all these, you know...
cows in a stable?
Right. And they're cramming them all in there, and then they're just giving them a little plate of grass. Here, eat this grass, and now so we can
say... The farmer comes walking by, rips some grass, and throws it into
grass-fed.
The trough.
So, supposedly, something like that.
But doesn't have to be free-range grass-fed, grass-finished?
It's supposed to be grass-fed, grass-finished.
But free-ranged.
Which means they were grass-fed the whole time up until their 99.
Untimely death.
Yeah.
So, Andrea, you talked about the Jussie Smollett situation. Update us to where it's at right now.
Okay. Jussie Smollett has pleaded not guilty to all of the counts against him. He was in court today. He was in court yesterday with his attorney, too. It was a very short hearing. The judge is not allowing him to, is allowing him to travel to New York and Los Angeles to see his attorneys, but he has to give 48-hour notice. They didn't give any sort of a comment following the arraignment, and he's charged with 16 counts of lying to police about that alleged homophobic racist attack.
So what's next?
Next, he'll be in court. He's back in court next month.
Okay.
So what's your guess? Like, if you were to gamble, like, what do you think? What's going to stick, and do you think he's going to actually see time?
Well, for 16 counts, and for the grand jury to indict him, you have to have 12 people say that there's enough evidence, overwhelming evidence, unanimously to go to trial, and they have. So they must just have a mountain of evidence against him.
It seems like it, but again, we're I think speculating. We don't have proof, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, they think they have proof. I mean, they have enough proof to take it to trial.
Right. They're saying that.
Right. They have witnesses. They have you know,
the whole situation is just sad. It's just sad that. Just that the whole thing happened.
I wouldn't call it sad. I call it stupid.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things.
Stupid on his part. Like,
it's a lot of
things. Did you really think you're going to get away with
it? But then I can't help but wonder, because I've been so much more empathetic lately, and it's not like me. So this is new. So bear with me. But
you're becoming a woman.
I'm just becoming nicer, I guess. But I give people the benefit of the doubt. And because I know that typically when people do something like this, they're hurting. And so I do empathize with that hurting and whatever's going on in their life that's making them do this, because me being very maternal, and I just feel like, oh, what is going on with him that he feels like he needs this attention? Because if he did do it, and it sounds like he did, but Andrea, don't we still have to say allegedly?
Right. We have to say the alleged attack until he pleads guilty or he's convicted of the crimes, of the charges against him.
Yeah, so, it just seems like, why would he do it?
I don't know, but I could tell you who's probably not as empathetic as you is the producers of Empire. as the ratings just tanked by 35%.
Oh, wow. I wondered what would happen.
Do you watch that show? I do, and I won't watch it anymore. I won't watch it only because if it's not true, I mean, if this attack didn't happen, I don't like the fact that, you know, they film in our city, they take advantage of our city. To smear Chicago like that is what kind of angers me.
And he's still on set? He's still working?
Well, I read somewhere that they're looking at either replacing his character or killing off his character. Which they should, if this is really, you know...
Oh, if he's convicted, for sure.
Yeah. If I was in Vegas, I'd bet everything that he's getting some kind of conviction. If all 16 accounts are going to stick, I don't think so. But this guy's going to do some kind of... He's going to have a penalty. I can't say for sure he's going to go to jail.
A fine or something.
Maybe a massive fine.
Probation. Or have to pay back the city for all the work that they put into it.
That's what I'm thinking, for sure. Because that was a lot of man hours when these officers could be doing something else.
Do you think he'll ultimately turn to social media and say, okay, I screwed up. I lied.
I don't know if it's in people's DNA. I think R. Kelly is in a similar situation where, you know, when he was on with that Gayle King interview and he just lost his mind.
I hate to laugh. I
think some people just need help. They're in complete denial. They've lived with a lie for so long that they've convinced themselves that they're this innocent person.
But I could see, Jussie Smollett doesn't have the lengthy career that R. Kelly had. I can see R. Kelly's position being a little bit more like, I gave you my life. And, you know, like that, I get that. You know, who the hell's Jussie Smollett? I mean, what has he done before this? And, you know,
he do it for the attention?
That's
the allegation, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he probably definitely did. And I don't know.
Look at all the people that reached out in the community that reached out and empathized with him and said, you know, brother, we're standing with you. And, wow, did that backfire.
And where are they now?
Wow.
Is Queen Latifah still standing next to him like she was last
week? I don't know, but she's coming to
Ravinia. She's playing in Ravinia, yeah.
We can ask her.
She's coming to Ravinia.
Right, in August.
And Chance the Rapper's going to be a daddy again.
He is.
You see that? He posted that on Instagram.
How many kids does he have?
He's got the 4-year-old daughter with his now wife, was his girlfriend, but they just got married over the weekend. And he announced today on Instagram they're pregnant again.
Wow.
So,
hey, let's take this quick call because I think it's going to be interesting. We have Mary. Hey, Mary, what's your 2 cents on the topic?
Well, my 2 cents, I think the only thing that's really sad is it perpetuated hate. And it made blacks hate whites for the crime that they did against this poor man. And then it got whites to hate blacks because they're making up, you know, this hate crime. And it's perpetuating the hate.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that struck me right away is like, oh, my God, here's another excuse to hate whites because all whites just want to, you know, hate, you know, attack blacks. And then it was like all the, you know, and vice versa. It was just another excuse to foment hate.
You know what? I'm kind of putting... Thanks for the call, Mary. I'm kind of putting things together with astrologer Anne, who was in, and she was talking about how the world, and you as well, is in, it seems like, such a tumultuous state right now. I think that so many bad things are happening to our planet, to our country. I think that because so many bad things are happening, I think that we're waking up, and we are hopefully opening up ourselves to being a little more empathetic as to, instead of like yelling and finger pointing and you did this and you did that. I know I've shifted a little bit and I've become more understanding of a lot of people. Even people that you would think you have every reason to hate. It's not in my DNA anymore. It serves no purpose. It really serves no purpose to hate.
Agreed.
And as a lot of people say all over social media, love always wins. And that sounds very like hippie flower child, whatever.
No, but it's true.
It's true. Love always wins.
You know who we love? Andrea Darlis.
We love you guys too.
We do. And it's time for news. And Tom Skilling. You can hear everyone's favorite weatherman, Tom Skilling, weekday afternoons at 4 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis, 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users just play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Andrea, anytime you're on and we have to say Anna Devlantis.
I know.
And Andrea. It throws me every single time.
It always happens when you have a sausage in your mouth, though.
No. Hello. I got you, Kathy. Thank you.
Even going to go there. And the news is sponsored by, I'm sure they appreciate this, Permaseal Basement Systems. It is 9:02. Here's Andrea Darla. Nice and mellow.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in an elevator or something. Who is this?
John Mayer.
Really?
I like him.
Nice.
He's on tour.
You gonna go see him?
He said something, and I may have brought this up on one of our shows, about the Q-tip. I did bring this up, didn't I? We were interviewing him at the House of Blues or something, and he talked about how using a Q-tip is like orgasmic. And I looked at him like, what? And then, I don't know, maybe a couple years later, there was one time I was using a Q-tip. I'm like, wow, did that fit? Like, not in that way, but it just made me understand a little bit more that he wasn't as crazy as I thought at that moment. Have you ever used a Q-tip where it just...
Did you and I talk about this before?
I think we did. I think I talked about it on the air.
But didn't we... Didn't it spiral into like what...
Earwax.
Earwax.
Remember?
And what tools that you use. Like, people were using paper clips. Ends of pens to clean their ears, and how amazing it felt.
Yes, a lot of people had ear issues, and I think I need a what's it called, ear candling.
Yeah,
some people say
it doesn't work. Yeah, so I did I tell you this? So like I wasn't feeling good like maybe 2-3 months ago, and I went to an ear and nose throat and guy, like ears nose throat doctor, and they're like, oh, what, you can do a standard ear test on you, like just to test your hearing. So my right ear, they're like, oh, well, you qualify for a hearing aid.
You do?
I'm like, what? There's no way.
Did that make you feel old?
I did. I was like, no way. You're like, you did test me again. I'll do better.
Your
I wasn't paying attention. No. And so, yeah, they're like, so shockingly, like ever since then, they're like, do you hear a slight ringing in your ear? And I never really thought about it until like I was in a quiet room meditating and I heard this low humming ring in my ear.
Oh, that would drive me nuts.
So, but you don't, like right now, I don't hear it. Like, it's only when you're like...
Really, really quiet.
Like driving home tonight, because I've been with the headphones on and talking a lot, I'll hear it. And I'm like, shoot.
Is it similar to when you go to concerts and you just kind of hear that ringing?
And I was in the nightclub business early in my life, and literally would be standing next to giant speakers for like an entire night.
Yeah.
And I know that's where it's from.
Not good.
And that's what they said too. It was like, if you were in a concert business, I'm like, yeah, kind of. Uh-huh. So I'm going to play a little something for you, Kathy.
Nightclub business. What?
What are you doing here?
I quit. We owe it to ourselves.
What is it?
Oh, wait, hold on. We're about to talk about something, and this is so... I'm devastated by this. Hold on here.
We owe it to ourselves to just see how we are as a couple. And I forgot how beautiful you are. Nothing for me.
Oh, Full House?
I've had my friend carry my baby before.
You called me your friend?
Oh.
I should have had your baby in middle school.
You're a Lori Loughlin fan?
I am.
And I heard it's Loughlin, not Loughlin.
I was wondering.
Uncle
I was gonna
Jesse.
Ask. Loughlin?
Yeah.
Uncle
okay.
Jesse's
I heard
wife.
Richard Roper say Loughlin.
Yeah.
And he knows, so.
We're going to be saying it a lot now.
I know.
Yeah.
And your daughters,
Huffman.
Too.
Ugh.
So you've heard a lot about the story, and we're not going to just kind of rehash everything that's been said. But something that I did see that came out today, many parents have bought into the idea that an elite college is a golden ticket to success. But research offers a lot of reasons why they should just chill. And I've got one son that's a freshman in college. I've got a senior in high school getting ready to go into college. And I was not one of those parents that, like, I allowed one of my kids to fail, like not get F's, but fail at the application process. And I kind of helped her along, but I also had her do some of it on her own. And ultimately, she didn't get into her dream school. It was devastating for both of us. But I just felt it was important that she learned that message. So now she's got to go to a community college and try to get her grades up. And it was really difficult for both of us. And the society that we're in now, where these parents, and they're not the only two, I think it's kind of ridiculous that it's been turned into this thing.
I mean, I think they're setting an example with them for the
right.
Most, like, this is they've chosen these two ladies to, you know.
Well, and I have to believe it would have still been big news because it was this big FBI sting, and I think it still would have been a big news. But because Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin were involved in it, then it's even bigger. But this article today said that on the surface, the whole college admission scandal might seem like yet another story of just America's wealthy elites using their power and influence in ways that the average person cannot. Getting to college has become so filled with anxiety and perceived high stakes that many parents who are not wealthy will spend their kids' childhood stressing about grades, overstuffing their activity schedules. Yes. How many people are nodding their head like, yes, and trying to ensure that their kids get into so-called best universities. We paid for tutors to get the ACT score up, which didn't work. Wait, but the tutor was fantastic.
This goes on as early as preschool. In some places. In New York.
Crazy.
I mean, there's a big documentary that I watched on this. I forgot the name of it, but it was all about this exact topic at preschool level, where people were...
What is wrong with us? That is just beyond...
I would don't quite categorize me as us, because I'm not doing that.
No.
I don't... That just, to me, is insanity.
Me either. Obviously, because... You know, one of my kids didn't get into their dream university because I wasn't this parent.
Right.
You know, part of me was like, dang it.
I should have been that parent. Yeah.
She learned a valuable lesson. But here's the message that they're trying to get out with this article, that it's increasingly about skills and not school. It's possible that students might not be learning much at any college. Apparently in... Academically Adrift, this book, co-author Richard Arum of New York University, found that 45% of undergraduate students had not advanced their skills in critical thinking, reasoning, or writing after their first 2 years of college, and one-third hadn't done much better after 4 years. So are they doing what Lori Loughlin's daughter is doing in college, just a party? And
I mean, if you look at social media, yeah. I mean, there's like tons of these like old row and college Instagram pages where all it looks like is millions of kids getting freaking wasted every day.
Well,
I know it's a rite of passage. College. I get it.
So, and I'm trying to think of like back in our day, did you go to college?
I just went to a 2 year. I didn't go to any kind of fancy school.
Okay, and I went to Columbia College downtown, so it wasn't like a 4 year university where you got to live in a dorm and live the dorm life. And there's times that I've regretted it, but there were still parties and such, but it wasn't the same. So how much of college life is partying and how much is actual studying? And are kids going to college now really for that degree? Are degrees as important as they once were?
I think they are. I think they're more important.
Really?
I do.
Explain
I don't think,
yourself.
I just don't think anyone could really get a well-paying, decent job now unless they show, hey, you know what? I have this degree.
Well,
I think
it's
harder for the kids now.
And I wonder if it depends on which profession, because I'm hearing in the culinary world, for example, that they're saying that skip college and just start working in a kitchen. Start, you know, get under the elbow of a chef and start learning that way.
Yeah.
Or a lot of the culinary schools, the kids aren't going to the culinary school anymore because they're just getting the experience.
Well, same thing in entrepreneurship. You know, a lot of companies with founders who didn't go to school and hustled their ass off to get to where they're at, and you know, applied real world logic and just grit, are looking to, you know, the tattooed millennial who's, you know, or beyond, who's got the same attitude and is adopting that person for their attitude, not so much for their writing skills and their, you know,
I guess it's the profession. If you want to be an actuary, then yes, I imagine that you've got to go to school and get a degree and et cetera, et cetera. I guess it depends on the profession. But I hope that this story does bring attention to just the whole craziness of what parents are doing to try to get their kids into school.
And like, who dropped the ball too? I mean, their kids are supposed to be on the rowing team.
I mean,
right? You know, it's not like, oh, we're just getting in. Not that that makes it right, but it's such something so specialized, like being on the crew team. I mean, wouldn't the coach notice, that Lori Loughlin's or Felicity Huffman's daughters weren't on the crew team?
Ever?
How high up the rung do you think this goes? Do you think this goes right to the dean of the school? Because on some level, everyone's turning a blind eye. everybody.
Yeah.
You know
it's happening in so many schools, and it has been happening for years and decades.
Right. And I think, honestly, take it out of the school system. It happens in life, period. Those with more money, those with more connections, those with more chutzpah will get by, more so than not.
Sure. Well, this says there were 50 admissions officials, coaches, and affluent parents charged by federal prosecutors this week. 50.
Wow.
So that was a pretty big sting.
Are they saying they're all big name people? I mean, I know they're all wealthy people, but are they famous as well? Or?
No, just I think that the two were just Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. But this article goes on to say that, you know what? You can't control your child's destiny. You can get him into school, and I have to believe that most of the parents are trying to get their kids into the school to say,
my kid's at USC.
My kid's here. And, and it's for their own ego.
Sure.
And it might actually be hurting their child. But sometimes the parents, it's all about them and their ego. But.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We can chit a little bit more about this if you like.
Did you just say it again?
No, I said it was a mix between
So, you meant like chit-chat.
Chit-chat, but I also have this thing where Kathy loves when I say the word shiat. And I've said it several
times.
I've said it four times on the show, and I've gotten in trouble for it.
And who knows where we're going after this? This is our last 7 to 10 shift.
Who gives a shiat then?
That's right. Say it all you want, Frank.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's best at 10 p.m., then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago at 10:30 on WGN-TV.
Don't mind us. We're just
having our own show
talking.
Here.
She's eating an apple. I'm looking on Instagram. Talking about people. It's Kathy and Frank.
All right. Hi. It was too big of a bite. I had to spit it out. Otherwise, it would be in my mouth forever. I did.
So did you see this post? It's floating around Instagram about this woman's reaction to how excited she was about hacking a pineapple.
What? No.
So here, take a look. So apparently, there's a different way to eat a pineapple. Okay. Do you eat pineapples?
Yes, I just cut one today, as a matter of fact.
So you might find this interesting. I think most people would find this interesting. Apparently, you know the little knobs? The little boobs on the outside of the...
You call them boobs?
Yeah, little boobs like that on the outside.
I call them thorns.
Or thorns.
Yeah.
Could be the same. Sometimes.
Okay.
You can actually, like, peel those out individually, and they become their own individual, like, chunks of pineapple.
Really?
She's watching it right now.
But that seems like that would take forever.
Well, I mean, some people got time.
If you just want a couple of bites, because...
I think that's the whole
point
gist
of it.
Is like, instead of cutting the entire pineapple, you can leave it more naturally.
Oh, did she swear?
No, I didn't hear that.
Did she swear? Oh!
For that reason, because this girl just freaks out over the fact that she can actually pick this apart manually.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good food hack.
It is a good food
hack. I like it.
She kind of stumbled onto it accidentally.
Okay,
speaking of food hacks.
It's so easy to get distracted.
Haagen-Dazs is launching 6 booze-infused ice cream flavors.
Oh, booze ice cream?
Yeah. Listen, consider your movie night officially upgraded.
Bring it on.
Haagen-Dazs just debuted a line of ice cream called Haagen-Dazs Spirits.
Yes.
They could have got more creative with that.
Yeah, but whatever. As long as there's booze and ice cream, keep reading.
The new flavors experiment with combinations from bourbon, pecan praline to rum.
Oh, that's a good combination.
Tres leches. And they'll be hitting the shelves of your local supermarket soon. Wait.
Yum.
Shelves of the supermarket? They mean the freezers of the supermarket? I was lucky enough to get, this writer says he was lucky enough to get a first try, and they were even more indulgent than I expected.
Yum. What else is there?
Bailey's. There's a Irish cream brownie with Bailey's. Rum tres leches.
I used to do that on my own. Now I can buy it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Bourbon vanilla bean truffle.
Oh.
Ooh, stout chocolate pretzel crunch.
Whoa.
These are good.
That's interesting. Say that one again. Stout.
Stout chocolate pretzel crunch.
Chocolate pretzel. Yo.
And then you could do it. They have non-dairy options, which is nice. I'm a non-dairy guy. Amaretto black cherry, almond toffee. I would do an almond toffee.
I would do all of these.
Yeah, I would, actually. So that's cool.
Amaretto, that reminds me of my first cocktail ever. Well, besides beer.
Here's the kicker. So each carton will have 14 ounces in the package of three squares, and they'll only cost $5.29. That's good.
Wait, so it's, you said it comes in a square?
That's what it says.
Oh.
You can find it. It'll hit the shelves, I guess it already has, March 1st.
Awesome.
You can get a cone, a cup, or a premium milkshake. Sweet.
So when you check out, do you have to be 21 to buy it? How much booze is in the ice cream?
Good question.
Oh, it says the alcohol content is 0.5% by volume.
What's an average? What is it like?
So the low alcohol content. The low alcohol content also means you won't need an ID to purchase it.
Ah, there you go.
It's probably like those booze chocolates that you get at Christmas time.
So you ever try to eat a lot of them to try to get drunk?
No, because I just drink the real stuff.
As a kid, you never did?
No.
I did.
Did you?
I ate a ton of those cherry, almost like a whole box.
Did you not get sick?
Oh, I got sick before anything else.
Oh.
I definitely did not get drunk.
I did at the age of 2 have to have my stomach pumped because my parents had a party and I woke up and they didn't clean anything up the night before. So I woke up and I was 2 or 3, I think. And I went downstairs and all the glasses were all still over all the tables. And it must have been a doozy because I finished everything that was in all the glasses, you know, melted ice and all. I drank it all. So when my parents come downstairs, they're like, what is wrong with you? They took me to the hospital. They're like, your daughter is drunk.
We need to pump her stomach.
I know. So yeah, I started young.
Oy.
Yeah.
I did that once. My parents went out and we had a little get together and I had no idea what I was doing. I think I was 14. I mixed everything under the shelf.
Oh.
And I had no idea what was going on.
Like mixed it like you had like one drink
Bailey's,
and then or you just put
vodka,
everything all in one.
Took tequila, took gin, put it all in one thing, not knowing that you're supposed to mix stuff.
How sick were you?
So sick. I did not touch alcohol for 3 years.
Whoa.
At least. But then, yeah.
I think everybody remembers their first sick from too much alcohol.
I'm getting sick just thinking about it.
Oh, I bet.
You know what makes me sick? Cheaters.
Well, yeah. Nobody likes cheaters.
You know what's even worse? Micro cheaters.
Oh, yeah. We were going to talk about this a while ago. Are we going to get into this now?
I think we could start the topic or we could take a break and then do it right after news.
Oh, that's right. We do have to take a break, don't we?
Probably.
All right. Yeah, this is interesting. We're going to explain how to find out if you're micro cheating. There's all different kinds of cheating now, so we'll
find out. Micro cheating.
If you're micro cheating.
Is it a difference between macro cheating and micro cheating?
We'll find out.
All right, we'll be back.
Sure.
Yeah, hello. Hi.
So we got a good text about drinking with our parents. We got from 708. When I was a kid, my dad would have a beer with dinner every night. I would insist on having a drink of it. My parents said they got me to stop by telling me that they wouldn't let me in kindergarten if I drank.
Get started early.
Kindergarten. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
It was. All right. Anyway, Andrea Darlis, she doesn't drink. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't do drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
That is true.
Which part is true?
The drugs and the smoking.
Okay.
I don't really drink that much.
Do you remember the first time you had a drink, though?
Yeah. Well.
What was it?
It was probably a wine cooler.
Oh, yeah.
Like in the 80s.
Bartles and James?
No, not a Zima. That was college.
Zima, that's a Zima.
No, this was a wine cooler.
Yeah, wait.
Do you remember Bartles and James?
Oh, yeah.
My sister used to drink those, and she used to drink the wine coolers and the Zimas, and oh.
I went to a bar at U of I the first time I was
so
able to, and I went in and asked for a wine cooler, and the guy and the bartender said, yeah. He said, we have beer, and we have beer. I'm like, I'll try the beer.
Yeah, beer or like bourbon, whiskey in a shot.
Right.
When I was living in Wisconsin, that's how you started drinking, like a beer and a shot.
That kicked off your night?
For real. So then when I moved to Illinois and my Chicago friends, we go out to bars and they do shots of like, what were they called? Lemon drop or lemon?
Oh, lemon drops. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is not a shot. Come on, give me a bourbon. And now I'm a total lemon drop person. I'm like, oh, God, that bourbon.
They're so good, though, lemon drops. That's one I can hang with. Lemon drops. Gimlets are good. I like gimlets, which is a little bit of lime juice.
Oh, gimlet.
Gimlet. Not a gimlet, a gimlet.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Is that like a brandy old fashioned? I don't know.
No, it's vodka, lime juice.
What is that? And I don't know. We should let Andre. Amaretto Stone Sour.
Oh, that was the wedding drink. Amaretto. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, you go to a wedding
so
and get one of those.
Sweet.
Anyway, yeah. The news is sponsored by Midwestern University Eye Institute. Here's Andre Dollar.
All right, it's 9:36. Kathy and Frank on WGN.
In the home stretch.
You know what? We can't forget Ashley put together this little montage that,
oh boy,
that we have to play because it's our last Nightside show. Justin
Kaufman.
Why was I thinking Dustin?
I don't know.
Justin
what
Kaufman.
Was in that sausage?
I don't know.
Jerky you ate.
Maybe I've been so jacked all day because the weather was so nice and I had something happen today that was just fantastic news. So it has to do with taxes.
I really don't give a crap.
I thought I was going to have to pay, and now I'm getting something back, and it just makes me.
Well, send some mojo this way. Good tax mojo.
Uber happy. So, what are you eating now?
I found a bar.
Oh, you did?
Balance right. Bar.
Yeah, I can't give you a hard time about that. So real quick, we want to get into this topic about micro cheating. There's so many different forms of cheating now. And again, I think that this might be something where people are taking it a little bit too far. But if you're in a relationship, are you a micro cheater? Micro cheating is the term for small things that you do that could have whispers of infidelity without ever physically crossing the line. So micro cheating happens when you just kind of create small opportunities for affectionate behaviors that fall outside of your relationship. So you might be doing it when your partner isn't around or even in front of them and with or without their knowledge. But given that such a habit can build up to something more, it can spell trouble. So if you're thinking, okay, give me some examples. So some warning signs that you're micro cheating.
I'm listening.
Dressing differently when you know you're going to be seeing a certain person.
Okay.
So maybe you're crushing on someone at work and
you have been dressing up a little bit lately.
It's yeah. whatever it may be, you're dressing differently for that person knowing you're going to see them. Withholding information from your significant other about who you're hanging out with for like after work drinks or lying by omission. Because a lot of people convince themselves it's not lying if they just leave out details.
Yeah.
But you know what? It could also be the fact that you're always liking and commenting on a certain guy's Instagram pictures, or that you make your relationship seem less serious than it is in order to keep talking to a hot stranger. They consider all that stuff micro cheating. Would you consider that cheating? Like if your partner was doing that, would it bother you?
I mean, I wouldn't say cheating versus maybe slightly shady, but I also subscribe to this philosophy that I think if you're truly secure person, really, like, mm-hmm. I believe I am.
You got another
boom,
one.
There you go. Drop
we
that.
Got it.
That wasn't done on purpose.
We got it.
We got it. You made that happen, Bob.
I think
you
we're
willed
five
that
for five.
To happen.
I
you
think
willed
we're five
that to happen.
Because
I was being conscious of it.
Blame it on me.
It's your fault. But no, back to my point is I believe that, I think if you're a super secure person and somebody's doing that, and that's kind of their nature and they're just flirty by nature. And, you know, like if they cross that line, like my philosophy has always been if you cross that line, you're going to deal with the consequences.
Well, and I think that it's all and you nailed it when you said that if they're flirty by nature and they were that way before they met you, they've been that way throughout the relationship. I think this is when this is new to your relationship.
Okay.
This behavior is new. Then it just, I think it's just a red flag. This says you cross the line if you think your partner would feel uncomfortable if they saw your actions.
True.
That's crossing the line.
I mean, it's hard because, like, in the state of social media and you know, phones everywhere and, like, you just don't do that. Like, you'd be an idiot to do that.
Right. And some couples, I dated this one guy, he thought it was hilarious when I flirted with other people. It was weird. I don't know.
Secure dude?
But, I mean, I'm very flirty sometimes, and I'm not flirty in a, like, intentionally sexual way.
Yes.
I'm just flirty. I had an older brother, and so I've hung out with a lot of guys.
Yeah.
And I've kind of always been a tomboy-y kind of person, so.
But that also falls to me as a sense of humor. You know what I mean? Like, you, that slightly falls into, like, that's kind of your sense of humor. It couples with that flirtiness. It's not, like you said, a serious, like, sexual, you know, come on in
any way.
But
I tend to gravitate toward guys instead of girls to, like, in a bar or in any kind of an environment. You know, right. If you're at a football game or a big crowd of people, I tend to gravitate to the guys. And when I was in early in a relationship, one guy was very insecure about it. And it's just who I am. I don't know. I've always gotten along well with guys as opposed to girls. So, and I still get along with
those truck drivers you hang out with.
Right. So they say it's just harmless. Some say that it's just harmless fun. And these psychologists agree to an extent. Every relationship has its own threshold or line as to what constitutes cheating. Like you said, you just can't cross the line. Then they say micro-cheating is unequivocally, most definitely a no-no if you have a past with that person.
Agreed.
Like, you can't even go there.
Agreed.
And
I think that they, to their point, like, who your spouse is and what their threshold is also important, right?
Yes.
Like, so if my wife was jealous and, you know, like, by nature just jealous, mm-hmm. not saying she is, but if she was, I know that those actions will ignite a fury of response from her that won't be pleasant.
And it's just, if you go into that, like, micro-cheating, knowing that she's sensitive to it, then that's just disrespectful.
Yeah, that's just not right.
Yeah, and it's definitely bad for a relationship. So if you're wondering whether your partner is engaging in a little micro-cheating on their own, it could be hard to pick up the signs when there are no obvious clues. But if you have a gut feeling that they might be, then it's time for an honest conversation about how it makes you feel. And this is what they suggest to say to them and see how this would go over. It seems like you're relating to this person in a way that, if I were there, would make me feel uncomfortable. Do you have feelings for them?
Yeah, because that's how that conversation would go.
Right? That's what I'm thinking. Like, psychologists are saying this is like, that's not how the relationship's going to go or how the talk is going to go.
It'd be more like, you mother, who are you texting?
Yeah. What are you doing? Liking all their posts and yeah. But they do say that just to try to have an honest conversation about it. However you and your significant other have honest conversations, they say that just be honest and say, you know what, maybe I'm being a little insecure, but that kind of bothers me a little bit. And they say you're not being paranoid or clingy if you're asking about this. And they say that if they care about you, that they will mend things ASAP. But if they don't take you seriously and they keep doing what they were doing, then that's definitely a red flag.
Okay, here's another variable I'll throw into this. Where is the line of privacy? Right? How does he or she find out about this said flirting, said micro-cheating?
Well, if they're liking all these posts
by a particular
person,
if you're texting
then that's
back and forth with somebody that's you shouldn't be, or you shouldn't, maybe you're making some inappropriate, you know, slight humorous conversation and comments. I mean, where's the line of privacy? Like, you know, I guess, you know, does that person open one's phone and look at it and go, oh, and how do you bring that up? Oh, I kind of found this text. I was opening your phone to look at the weather and and your text message was up and I saw this text, you know, like, what do you mean by this?
Yeah, that's
because that could be a whole nother flip, the story on this. Like, well, then you're in my phone. What are you doing in my phone? You know,
well, and I was in a relationship once where the other person was way more private. I'm just an open book. I don't keep anything, like, I talk about everything. And he was very quiet, held things to the vest. And that's one of the reasons it didn't work, because it was really hard to trust a person like that. I'm like, wait, why aren't you telling me about your day? Like, what?
Well, let me ask you this. Would you light up on him if he did and it's something you didn't like?
No. No, I wanted to have a conversation. I wanted him to tell me about his day. And he was just a really private person. So that's another thing. It's like, well, in a relationship, do you have to be so private with things? Or if you're in a marriage or in a serious relationship, are you supposed to be keeping things private like that?
I don't know, but I mean, I know this couple in around where I live, and the guy is such a nice guy. Everybody loves him, like, and he hangs out with guys and girls. And if you look at his Instagram account, he's like in Florida, like all like up with three girls, but he's older. He's like older than me. And he's married.
He's older than you.
I know his wife. Like, you know, and I'm just like, man, is that crossing the line? Like, you know, like his wife's following him on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's like, you know, hanging all over these girls like that. But,
like a pig. But,
you know, he's out and about with a lot of different women.
I do know guys that are like that. And they just, it's who they are. And their wives know that going into the relationship. And they must be secure enough to handle it.
Wow.
I don't, wow.
Wow. The unicorns.
All right.
Where are they?
When we come back, we want to share what Ashley put together, and Frank and I have not heard it. I heard like 30 seconds of it, so.
Well, that's what you did when I was in the bathroom?
Okay. Yeah, so we're going to play that and just kind of wrap up our last night show. If anybody wants to call or whatever.
Say good riddance or thanks for the good times.
Say goodbye. And
whatever,
I don't know. Who knows what we're doing? We'll be back somewhere, somehow, someday.
I will say this, and we'll recap this at the end of the show, but. We're not going away for good. We're in the midst of looking at new real estate.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the island.
The bosses are making a lot of changes and doing a lot of things. And so we're excited to be a part of it. We hope.
All right. We'll be right back.
Fingers crossed.
Or maybe not.
It's 946 WGN.
Good afternoon. It's me, Frank Fontana. Thanks for hanging with us. Today's a very, very big day. Did you hear that, folks? There's somebody in studio with me.
Oh my God.
She's taking over the mics for the first time back in a year off. More than a year.
More than a year. Almost a year and a half.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Gathia.
I was so nervous.
Here's to us one more toast, and then we'll pay the bill.
I was doing an interview with Juice WRLD. And he's from Chicago, right?
With who?
Juice WRLD.
Oh, this is Avril Lavigne.
Yes. I'm not sure.
Are we so not hip that we don't get...
So
Avril, we might be so like not hip that we don't even know Juice WRLD.
Oh. What do you do?
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Well,
you're trying to play that one off, Kathy.
Not even she's like, right,
she's really cute.
We're so lame.
Frank. What are
you're
you
talking? I'm
eating
a banana.
Oh my God!
I need to keep my energy.
Is
up.
Eating again? You're eating during the animal interview.
I'm sleeping right now.
That used to be my role.
I need sugar. Are you without the kids?
Without the kids, I don't have kids.
That was the best.
Well, and you also work out, right?
I do tons. I was a.
You were a
here's
bodybuilder.
Another thing you don't know about me.
Uh huh.
I was a teen amateur champion bodybuilder in New York.
Whoa.
I wore my little G-string. Not G-string.
Yes.
A bikini. I wore like, not a G-string.
I don't care. I don't know how.
I didn't say think of me in one. I just,
you
I'm
can be the
you.
Best looking guy. And there's something about those G-strings that just.
It wasn't a G. I wasn't a stripper. It was a bodybuilder.
Whatever. It's the same thing.
It's not the
same amount
stripping
of material.
Stripping and bodybuilding is not the same thing.
It's about the same amount. It's a thong.
Although there was music involved. And. There you go. I'm too sexy for my shit. Yes. How'd you know, Mike? This was my jam back then. You know what was my song?
You had a lot of jams.
Remember Europe?
The Final Countdown?
The Final Countdown. That was my... I could do the routine right now if you played that song.
No.
But I'm not taking my clothes off.
We have Eric and Eliza on the phone.
They're with us.
We're here.
Hey, guys.
We're here behind this fantastic book.
That was Eric Roberts.
Oh, Eric Roberts. Is that it?
That was his one soundbite.
We tried to get Eric Roberts to talk, and everybody else, his wife, and God bless her, I love her. His wife was talking, and everybody else involved.
Keaton
we had like four people involved in that interview, and Steve Pemberton, and it was crazy. And every time we tried to talk to Eric Roberts, because of course, eventually I wanted to ask him.
About Julia.
Very slyly, a question about his sister, Julia. And it was right around Christmas time, so I was going to bring up some kind of Christmas memories. And they didn't let him talk.
I mean, it felt, listening to that montage, you would think we'd been on for like years. It was a nice little thank you, Ashley, for putting that together.
Yes.
Brought a tear to my eye, especially the whole stripper part, really. Brought a tear to my eye.
I didn't realize Frank had so many jams.
Right?
I know.
My God.
Earlier we heard, the Whitney Houston one?
Was that Whitney?
I think it was Whitney.
What did you play, Ashley?
That Ashley
earlier?
Played. It was some bumping.
It was.
I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was my jam.
You said that was your jam?
That was my jam.
Wow. And you admitted
that. One of my
that.
Jams.
Hmm.
In my stripper days.
In your stripper days. I'm going to have to, I'm sure it, like, are one of your shows on YouTube or
bodybuilding
something?
Bodybuilding ones?
Yeah.
You might be able
to. They didn't have YouTube back then, did they?
Here's what you need to do. If you want to really see stuff.
See stuff?
Back in the day? What do you mean? They had cameras back then. So if you go, if you Google Frank Fontana, a couple things pop up.
yeah, pardon the pun.
So I guess there's a porn star named Frank Fontana,
what?
A real porn star named Frank Fontana.
I'm typing on the wrong thing.
And I early in Google when it came out, I was like, oh, let me Google myself, and that came up. I'm like, great. Frank Fontana is also the character in Murphy Brown, the TV show.
Oh, that's right.
Oh yeah.
And you might find some old pictures of my modeling days floating around Google somewhere.
Okay.
Shirtless.
So it comes from shirtless. Business owner. Blah, blah, blah. Downtown Shabby.
That was our TV show.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, and there's Frank Fontana. I totally forgot that was the Murphy Brown character.
Go to images.
What?
Fast forward to
look
images.
At this one. Oh my God, you totally look like a porn star.
What? Let me see the picture you're looking at.
And you're... Can you say Dago T? Can you say that anymore?
I'm okay with
that. Is that okay?
I'm Italian.
Tank top.
I'm okay. In a white tank top.
Yeah. In your jeans.
Oh, yeah. Those are my early...
And your muscles. Yeah. And your hair. You look like
there's a couple... There's one where like, I'm in the middle of a pond. There you go. I'm shirtless. And I don't know how these got out, quite honestly. I never put... Oh, they were on one of my early websites.
Whoa. How old were you here?
I was 20...
Can you see this one?
Let me see. I was probably like 20, 21.
I just turned it off.
Well...
Oh, there it is.
There it is. There I am.
What are you doing in the pond?
It was a photo shoot for a fitness magazine, and they had a bunch of different locations, and that was one of the locations. And I was literally submerged in a pond holding a lily leaf, a pond leaf, whatever they are. It was fun.
You know, I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh. It's
you shouldn't.
Just,
I mean, they're good photos.
They are. But... You've kind of grown on me like a brother, and you know what I mean?
Yeah. So don't look at it. It's gross.
So don't be offended by that in any way. But
No.
I can't look
now
at it
can't
the
look
other
away.
Way. It would be like, me looking at my brother.
Yeah.
In
weird.
And I would laugh if I saw him in a pond holding a lily shirtless.
That's crazy.
Okay,
the images.
Sorry.
But anyway, we've gotten a lot of great comments on our text line here. Frank and Kathy, you are the only show on WGN my daughter listens to with me. That's awesome.
Aw, thanks.
That. Let's see here. I'm sad your show is leaving. Listen to Frank on the weekends and followed you guys over. I hope they reconsider with you guys. Hey, here's the thing. We're not going anywhere, really.
We'll be back somewhere, somehow.
Yeah, they're just doing some shifts of
some
stuff.
Way.
And, you know, we're waiting for, you know, the official, you know, green light to talk about it. But just know that we're, you know, we're not leaving WGN and just making some moves.
They're making some changes. It's good.
I got to read this text here. 630. This is in reference to the conversation with the micro cheating.
Okay.
I was at the Blackhawks game and was joking around with a bartender. A friend said to me, OMG, you are so flirting with him. And I seriously did not intend that. I guess I don't know where to draw the line. Just had fun that evening. Any advice, Frank?
Oh, see, that's what's really tough because you can be in a really good mood and having a good time and having a conversation with someone. And because it's male, female, there's automatically
assumptions.
Yeah.
I agree. And it could go the reverse. I can have a great conversation with a female and that would be implied as flirtatious. Now, I think, you know, she didn't say whether she had a significant other or not, you know, so that can also play into it. If she did this in front of her boyfriend, that would be a little weird. But I personally think there's nothing wrong with that. And you know your own gauge. And if somebody else has an issue with it, because maybe they don't have the balls to be as forward and speak to that bartender.
Just that insecure.
Yeah.
It shouldn't keep her from having a fun conversation, especially when she said it wasn't intentional.
Right.
The flirting.
Right.
It was just having a fun conversation.
And maybe her gauge is, you know, fine. And it's the other person's gauge that's off.
Speaking of the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
How are they? They've won 4 in a row, right? Andrea, do you know like where
they have to win 10 in a row, right? Is that what it is?
I thought it was 9.
Maybe 9 now?
But maybe I'm wrong. Hold on, let me find out.
Yeah. So 5 on top of the 4 already
I believe
have won.
Yeah.
To even have a shot at...
To get into the playoffs.
The playoffs? Okay.
At least that's what I heard Cochran talk about.
Yeah, because I think they lost like 9 in a row and we're not doing well. It's so sad.
Well, we've done well for so many years, though.
I know, but... Want them to come back.
They may. It may be a Cinderella story. They come back from the depths of hell
They've done it before.
Of course.
You never know.
Makes for good. All right, we got to take a break. We're getting Ashley's break sign here.
Okay.
And we'll sign off for the last time on the Night Side.
Okay.